from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you back to the live transmission of Radio Biafra, coming to you live and direct from Toronto in Canada, in the home of our dear brother and the wife and lovely children. They've been taking good care of us. This is Radio Biafra coming to you today from Canada on this day, the 14th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we are going to restore Biafra, because Biafra existed in the past. We are not realizing it. We are not actualizing it. We are not struggling for it. All we are doing is to restore it to its rightful position, which is what we are here for. We've been traveling all over the United States. This is going to be our last broadcast from Toronto for the time being. We'll have another one in the evening, we must say, because we are returning to the United States tomorrow and we'll continue from there. We are letting our listeners know that you can join us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or you can also try bilehumanrights.org. You can do any of this if you're experiencing any problems or encountering any difficulties. All you need to do is to go and refresh your browser. Try one website or the other. We have millions of people listening to us, so there could be a strain on the server. If there is, you go and try another website. We must say that we own our own server. We're not renting from anybody else, because we're a very credible, very formidable organization. Radio Biafra broadcast is received in every country of the world. Wherever you have Biafrans who are dedicated to the restoration of Biafra, you will have Radio Biafra there. You will get people listening to Radio Biafra. We are united as one family moving ahead under truth and honesty. If you are not truthful and you're not honest, you are not required within Radio Biafra, because we know that the new Biafra we are pursuing is a place of truth and honesty, of transparency, where only the righteous are welcome to participate. Therefore, we are asking you to please tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody around you, including our enemies, about Radio Biafra. You can join us on Facebook. All you need to do is to go there and type in Radio Biafra London, ask to join the group. And when you do so, also bring your friends along with you. We are currently stuck at somewhere above 58,000, which is very, very sad. Of course, we know we are the largest group of that sort online, but we want to get to 1 million people. We have not even made it to 100,000, talk less of 1 million. We are also looking to march in every major capital of the world, starting from Japan to San Francisco in the western regions of the United States of America. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Before we proceed, we'll go around the table to ask people here to introduce themselves one after the other. Please, starting from my left, give us your name and where you come from, please.
Hello, Yes, wonderful listeners. My name is Ike Dike. I'm from Ishekenes in Idiato local government area of present-day Imo State in Biafra land. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Welcome, fellow Biafrans. My name is Mazi Simon Obonio Koroj from Arichukwu Amovi Village, Izuku compound, Izuma family. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy and relax yourself if you had any wooden program for us. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Izuma family as well.
Yes, Izuku family.
Izuku family, yes.
Yes.
Izuku family. You are Izuma. Izuku family.
From the same Izuku family.
Is it? The same Izuku family?
Is
your uncle?
Yes. His mother is.
It's good. Radio Biafra is really a family affair now. Please go ahead.
Yes. Welcome, friends of Biafra and all listeners around the world. My name is Uche Zuma, and I welcome you to this Sunday broadcast. I sit back and relax and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much. And you, my brother?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone, wherever you are listening around the world. We welcome you to this maiden edition of Radio Biafra in Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
My name is Chinedu Okoro, from Arochukwu, Atani Village, to be
Atani
specific.
Village, yes.
So, yes. So, relax, enjoy the program. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. I can recall that my maternal grand uncle from my mother's side is called Atani.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, from my maternal side is called Atani. Please, the caller calling us on the phone, please give us some time before you call us back. We value your call. We welcome your call. We value your enthusiasm and your patriotism. Please call us back. Thank you very much. We are waiting for the owner of the house to also join us. The husband of the owner of the house is here, but we're waiting for her to come down because in the Western world, women own the house. The men come and go. Women are the owners of the houses here. That is why if you are fortunate enough to have any difficulties with your wife, the police will ask you to go and find somewhere to sleep and come back later. So we welcome them. We have people that want to join us as well, even the young, the old, and the new. You know that Biafra is infectious. Everybody wants to be a part of Radio Biafra. Mande Kunaka, everybody wants to speak on the air and be part of us, and we welcome them because we are in a family home. Please, madam, tell our listeners who you are and invite them to this program, please.
Hello, Biafrans. Welcome to the third day of broadcast from Toronto, Canada. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are listening. We are glad to be back one more time. We are starting this program again, and we hope that you guys are going to call in. We want you to call in, please, because we really need the transmitter. In anything you're going to contribute, we need you to call in and give us your pledge.
Thank
okay?
You,
we'll appreciate every call. I'm happy to be hosting this Radio Biafra. It's very, very a good and a pleasant opportunity for me to also to see this Honorable Director Nnamdi Kanu. Please call us, call in. We are waiting for your calls. Thank you and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much. They are taking your words literally because they are beginning to call. Please, we are asking you to call us back after our headline and news presentation. Please call us back. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. They are listening to you already. They are beginning to call, which is a wonderful thing that this is Radio Biafra, the only platform on this planet where you can speak in Toronto and you hear your voice in Tema, in Ghana. Where you can speak in Australia and those in Austria will hear you. Where you can speak from anywhere on this planet and everybody, whatever they may be, listening on Radio Biafra will be able to hear your voice. We are a truly global phenomenon. We are uniting our people wherever we go. We are also grateful to the work that Uche Mefo is doing, Alphonsus Uche Okafor Mefo is doing at our studios in London, making sure that this transmission is going all over the world. We are very grateful to you and your family, those that allowed you to continue to work for your country without pay, those that allowed you to shelve your education in 2009 for nearly 2 years, By now, he should have been a qualified solicitor in England, but he had to pack up his books in order to serve his country. We are grateful for your services, your dedication to your country, and someday we are going to honor and remember you for all you have done. And the same goes for the entire membership of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, on whose behalf I sit here today to announce to the world that Biafra is coming very proudly, unequivocally, without fear, without favor, because we are not retreating, neither are we going to surrender, because we believe, down to the last person in Radio Biafra editorial board, is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. We are not going to visit Abuja. Any day you hear that Nnamdi Kanu is in Abuja, you know I'm a liar. We will not meet any politician, be them from the north, be them from the west, be them from the south, be them from the east. We do not mix with agents of the devil, workers of iniquity, people who are promoting death and darkness over the lives of our people. We are here to work towards the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to let you down. We are not Masob. We are not Owazurike. We cannot afford to stain the name of Biafra the way all these people have done. We see them as agents of darkness, those whom the devil has brought up to try to discourage us from pursuing what is noble to us. It's rather very, very ironic that when I announce my presence that I'm a Biafran, I have to start defending myself even before they hear the news. Biafra should be a thing of joy, not a thing you go to announce to people and you start by defending your position, which is what Owazurike through Masop has brought a shame and dishonor to our people, has ruined the name of Biafra, stained the name of Biafra, which we are here trying to cleanse and resurrect. We are reclaiming back our flag. It doesn't belong to anybody. We welcome you. You can join us, say, in about half an hour's time, when we must have finished presenting the news and the headline. The telephone number to get us on is always the same. It never changes. The telephone number is a Canadian number. We are reverting back to the US number from tomorrow. And as soon as we get the number, we should be able to bring it to you. The number, once again, is +1 416 627 4323. I repeat, +1. This is for Canada. Canada shares the same code as US, +1 416 627 4323. For those of them giving excuses in America, it is the same thing as dialing a local number in America. It's 416 627 4323. Please, you are welcome to join us. This is your program, is your radio station, supported by the listening Biafran public all over the world. It does not belong to anybody. That is why we move it from place to place, house to house, family to family, to bring Radio Biafra closer to our people, that on this day, the 14th of July in the year of our Lord 2013, we shall be going to the United States, just across the border, to go and get our news headlines for today. We'll be handing over to our sister who has kindly joined us, recovered from her ordeals, and is now joining us to present the news headlines on this very day. We are handing over to Chidera Akabo, who is in Tennessee at this very precise moment to present the news. Please go ahead.
The news headlines. Nigerian embassy in Germany corruptly collects €500 on each deported Nigerian. Boko Haram rejects ceasefire pact with the government. FGP deal with Boko Haram, security experts faulted. We are also reporting that Governor Obi gives 250 million naira and 250 vans to communities. Also that the North has criticized Orisa Jafo for making inciting comments. Sacked medicine traders in Kano slam Igbo chief. And lastly, that Mazob chief says that abductors vowed to use my beards for rituals. Now the news in detail. The news from Germany is really disturbing. Why is it that our leaders make us laughing objects before the international community, and they will turn around to accuse us, the poor and voiceless masses? This accusation from the voice Baden-Württemberg in Germany, that most Nigerian refugees are deported without proper identification or procedure, is a severe one, especially the indictment that the Nigerian embassy officials have been taking €500 to facilitate the deportation of a Nigerian refugee. According to the Voice Baden-Württemberg, for the lucrative deportation business to flourish, the Nigerian officials can identify their victims in their wisdom with special reference to their facial marks or looks that could be attributed to Nigerians. Furthermore, the embassy's machine-making money, the refugees, could as well be identified based on their languages or accents, according to this known source. When did language-speaking or facial marks, etc., become a standard yardstick of knowing where one comes from? If the same Nigerians go to the embassy for help as Nigerians without proper identity like passports, driver's license, or birth certificates, etc., will the embassy recognize them as Nigerians? If the answer is no, why then issue documents to deport people to Nigeria even when the host authorities have not been able to prove beyond reasonable doubt that they are Nigerians? Who told you that those people that may have claimed to be Nigerians or the Almighty embassy officers have identified as Nigerians may not come from other African countries? Even when somebody identifies him or herself under the circumstance as a Nigerian or speaks any of the Nigerian languages, it still does not make that person a Nigerian without any document to back it up. Can the Nigerian government take anybody from Western Europe with white skin to the German embassy in Nigeria without proper identification and they entertain that person as a German and give the Nigerian authority the needed signatory to deport the person to Germany? No European country will accept such uncivilized way of doing things. But why is my country doing it? And painfully, it is not that they do not know that it is wrong. Please tell me why. Why do Nigerian officials in Germany or Austria go to interview asylum seekers outside the official buildings of the embassies? According to a fellow comrade, Mr. Rex Osa, who is the coordinator of the Voice Baden-Württemberg, for each candidate interviewed, the Nigerian embassy gets 250 and another 250 euro for issued traveling certificates. So it means that the deportation of Nigerians has now become another money-making business. Could this be one of the reasons Nigerian refugees are molested, abused, and most times killed in foreign lands without the federal government of Nigeria through their ambassadors wanting a redress as they ought to? This is being reported by Uzoma Ahamefuli. The ceasefire agreement purportedly signed recently by the federal government and the Islamist sect Boko Haram is already in jeopardy. The leader of the group, Abubakar Shekau, yesterday disclaimed the ceasefire and threatened more attacks on schools within its sphere of influence. The Minister of Special Duties, Alhaji Tanimu Turaki, had on Tuesday announced the signing of an agreement between governments and Boko Haram as a prelude to ending years of killings and destruction of property by the group. Security experts have dismissed the ceasefire deal the federal government purportedly reached with Boko Haram sect, describing it as fraudulent. They said the deal was meaningless considering that the known leader of the sect, Abubakar Shekau, was not involved in the negotiations. A former director in the Department of State Service, Mr. Mike Ejiofor, told Thunder Punch on Friday that the Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Security Challenges in the North have said it had an understanding with some members of Boko Haram and not with the sect as an organization. Governor Peter Obi on Saturday presented 250 patrol vehicles fitted with sophisticated security gadgets to registered vigilance groups in the 177 communities in Anambra State. The ceremony, which was graced by security chiefs, traditional rulers, market leaders, government officials, and other stakeholders in the state, took place at the appointment square, Oka. While each committee received one vehicle each, others received more than one, depending on their population. Obi said the vehicles for each town will be restricted to the committee specifically for security purposes. The North has criticized the National President, Christian Association of Nigeria, Pastor Ayo Orisejafo, for faulting a ceasefire deal between the federal government and the Islamic sect Boko Haram. The apex body of the North, Arewa Consultative Forum, on Friday warned Orisejafo not to instigate the public to scuttle peace moves in the region. The chairman, Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Security Challenges in the North, Mr. Kabiru Turaki, SAN, had last Monday announced the ceasefire deal between the government and the sect. the fierce running battle between the Kano State government and the Patent and Proprietary Medicine Dealers Association, NAPMED, in the state that has raged for months following government order to the drug sellers to quit the Kano Central Market in Sabugari, took a new dimension at the weekend. The association accused Igbo factional leader in the state of being responsible for their plight. A statement made available to Sunday Mirror in Kano yesterday by the association, by its chairman Alhaji Hussein Labaran Zakari, stated that the statement credited to Chief Boniface Ibekwe, Eze of a factional group of Ndibo in Kano, to the effect that their members were disgruntled and illegal drug dealers, clearly defined his role in the drug dealers' government phase-off. NAPMED described the statement as uncalled for, unjust, and most unfortunate, pointing out that its members are lawful medicine dealers. Fresh from his alleged abduction and severe torture, a chieftain of the Movement of the Actualization of Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOP, Chief Arinze Igbani, has accused members of the Association of Igbo Youths Organization, AIYO, of abducting him and shaving his beard for ritual purposes. Igbani, who is MASOP's regional administrator for Onitsha Region 4, narrated his ordeal. One was on top of the commercial motorcycle penultimate Saturday along the city Biscuit Road, near old motorcar spare parts markets, Ubuaba Layout, Obosi by Apams Limited, funeral undertakers, when the Igbo youths abducted me and took me to unknown destination. This is the news of today, the 14th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We're very grateful. We are able and was quite capable of coordinating our news from Tennessee on this very day. It's quite saddening. The news we are hearing is extremely sad. It's a very sad one. In case some people may be joining us now, or it hasn't sort of quite sunk in, is that the Nigerian embassy in Germany is making money out of our people by deporting our people. Because a lot of people that go to Germany go there and they claim asylum. If I was in Germany, I'll do the same thing. Who wouldn't want to run away from a zoo? Some of these people have struggled to scrape something together. They set out traveling from Biafra land. They go to Lagos. They manage to trek, some of them, through Niger Republic. They go through Sahara Desert. They get to Morocco. Then Morocco, from there, God knows how they get across the Mediterranean. They land into Portugal or Spain or Italy. They make their way to Germany to try to eke out a living, considering how poor and how miserable life is in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. When they get to Germany and they declare asylum, when their papers are being processed, when their papers are being looked into by the German officials, they will go and connive with the Nigerian embassy in Berlin to come and identify those they feel are Nigerians. And as we all know, who travels out of Nigeria the most to go and look for a living outside?
Biafrans.
So they identify our people in Germany. And for each person, if they attend and say, look at your face and say, oh, you look or your accent sounds Igbo, they pay them 200 euros. If they sign a signature to say, oh yes, we will issue the travel, you know, the TC, travel certificate for them to deport them with, they get 500 euros. This is what is happening in Germany. Being reported by the Voice Baden-Württemberg, which is actually a local publication in Germany, not by Radio Biafra. We are just merely re-reporting what has been said already in Germany. This is what is happening. This is why when we call it the Zoological Republic, a lot of people don't quite appreciate what we are talking about.
That's right.
You go as an ambassador to a country, you go to Germany, and your duty is to identify those to be deported. People tell us we want to belong to one Nigeria. Let us be in one Nigeria. How can you be in a country that treats its citizens this way? It is disgraceful. It is rather very, very pathetic. But our people will not understand. This person has been calling and calling and calling. Let us try and take their call and see what they have to offer to us. Oh, God. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I am Sister Hilda Uzokwe. I'm in Canada.
Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say hello to you. I am Dr. Uzokwe's sister in London. And he told me that Radio Biafra is broadcasting in Canada. I should look for their number and see if I will get them online. So I want to encourage you. I don't have money to encourage you, but I think we need to go back home where we belong, you know. So I'm praying for you. I'm a Catholic nun. The most I can do is to pray for you. So I'm in support of your cause, and I'm praying and longing for such a time that we will go back and just be Biafra, you know. Just be Biafra and not be in that nonsense Nigeria that isn't working. So I'm in support of your cause, and I ask you to carry on. Our Lady, Mother of Jesus, we continue to pray for this cause, that we will see it one day come to light of day. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Hold on, please. Our host here wants to speak to you. Go ahead.
Sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma. I think I forgot to introduce myself at the first place. But anyway, I just want to thank you for your call. And I would also like you, as one of our nun, to be able to spread this news in the church. Or in a we always have programs as a Catholic. I know we always have so many activities going on. So many people are not aware that the Radio Biafrans are on the air. So I would really appreciate it if you can also help us to spread it and ask them to just go to radiobiafra.co and listen. Even if they don't have any money, they just need to listen and know what is going on. From there, they will be motivated to be able to call in with either contribution or just to speak their mind.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are
very, very
grateful for this call. That is, when non starts, that means that Jesus is, Mary has
said,
yes, that even Mary, the mother of Jesus, is now praying for us because their daughters are here in Canada praying, which is a very wonderful thing. We didn't want to start taking calls, but they are now beginning to flood in calls from, of course, it's your wife that said the people should call. Now they are calling, we can't stop them. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Good afternoon, good evening, Nanda Carlo. This is Michael calling from Italy.
Yes, Michael. Good evening. Michael, good evening. How are you? Good afternoon from here anyway. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good.
How is over Canada there?
Canada is wonderful. Our people here are great. We are very, very proud of them. We are surrounded by veterans, people who are dedicated to this cause. Even people playing Nicodemus that contribute to Radio Biafra, they don't want to say it in the public. They are here. We're going to expose them today. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In fact, I'm very, very grateful because I have been listening to the program on air. How you are just praising the Canadian people. I'm very, very much happy with the Canadian people. I feel more about the Canadian people, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, please, we have a very good success just now, move in Italy.
That's good.
You were broadcasting about it, calling Italy. I cannot tell you that we are suffering because of on our ways. People are on our ways of what is going on in the internet media by watching the news. But now, personally, I've been there, preached to them about our restoration of Biafra. And in fact, the much I have done, or the little I have done now, people were very, very happy to welcome the news.
Yes.
So they are very, very much happy. Even to the extent, somebody volunteered himself that he will just buy the book and collect the names of people that are very much interested, the Biafran people.
Yes.
So that is the thing I want to tell you. Even they have even mobilizing themselves to preach even more than my very self that have even started the thing.
That's
very good. So that is the information I want to give you anyway. Let me leave you and the other people that is calling for you to round up and encourage the Italian people that they struggle, because there are some questions they ask me. I cannot answer too much of them because I am just a figure.
Yes.
I'm not the board of Radio Biafra.
Don't worry.
I told them that Nnamdi Kanu, who is the director, will answer many questions and we tell them more about the Biafra struggle.
Yes.
One of the questions they asked me is, when will the Biafra be restored? I can be able to answer that one. I told them that the Biafra will be restored tomorrow if they can even join hands today. Tomorrow, the Biafra will be restored.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them, we are very, very happy with the answer I gave to them. So not to waste my Biafran people time to contribute their own quota, I want you to address the Italian people to tell them the watch. Hello?
Yes, yeah? We'll answer it. Don't worry about that. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. We'll answer that, Italian people. Stay where you are. Don't go away. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm in Mozambique. I'm a Biafran.
You are in Mozambique and you're a Biafran. Give us your name, please. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto in Canada. Your name, please.
My name is Duru Emeka.
Duru Emeka from Mozambique. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm in love with Biafra. I would like our freedom to come as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. So are we all. We are working towards it, and I can assure you we are not going to relent until Biafra comes. You are calling from Mozambique. How many of you are there in Mozambique? Can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't. Hello? Iranya,
hello,
you
I'm
there?
Here.
Iranya, you still
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah, yeah.
Now go and tell our Italian brothers and sisters, tell them that the future of Biafra is in their hands. If
yeah.
they want Biafra tomorrow morning, as you said, all
yeah.
they need to do is to come out and join Radio Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative. We'll go and get Biafra. Tell
yeah.
the people in Italy that when you are pursuing Biafra, you don't look onto any man or woman, because a man or woman can let you down. An association
yeah.
can let you down, but the only thing that can't let you down is the enduring sacrifice of our people made between 1966 to 1970, the people that gave us our honor, our prestige as a people, the people that projected our name to the whole world. We cannot
yeah.
afford to let them down. Also,
yeah.
remind them finally, tell them that this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Tell them
yeah.
we are not going to retreat. Tell them we are not going to surrender. Tell them
yeah.
that I said that it's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Tell them
yeah.
that we said there is no going on exile. Tell them
yeah.
there is no negotiation with Nigerian government. Tell them
yeah.
that we no compromise on autonomy. Tell them we
yeah.
are not going to do anything at all that will delay what we are pursuing. Tell them that we are doing
yeah.
the work of God. That Biafra
yeah.
is the new
yeah.
Jerusalem. That Biafra is the kingdom of God himself on this earth.
Yeah.
Tell them we are going to get it. Thank you very much for calling.
And again, my brother, there are some people that contributed. We have remitted the contribution.
Yeah.
So please join hand and say thank you to them, because my mouth, I cannot express my feeling to them. They are very, very good Biafran people. Join hand and thank them for the Biafran people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We thank them
okay.
for we thank them for answering this very call and for making their widow's mite contribution towards the running of Radio Biafra. It is because of people like them that is why we are on the air broadcasting, because it costs something
yeah.
to put Radio Biafra on the air, and that is what
yeah.
we are doing. And on behalf of the editorial board, we are thanking all of you in Italy. Continue what you're doing. In the no distant future, we will be in Italy also broadcasting the same way that we're here in Toronto today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes. We were complaining about Italy. They have risen up and they have joined us. We are asking people to please, please, please go and join us on Facebook. Also, add your friends. That is how we spread the news. So nobody will say, oh, they didn't tell me. Let us stop all of that by going online and joining Radio Biafra Facebook page. Once you join, also add your friends. We have our brother here. This is the same man that donated money, called Radio Biafra on the air and donated £1,000 from Canada. He is here seated to the left of me. I didn't know it was him until yesterday. He was the person that bought us an iPad as well, sneaked it in without letting us know. I was speaking to Chidera. They said, she said to me that he's acting like Nicodemus. That they were doing everything, but didn't want to take the glory for it. So we are saying that we thank you very much. We are not Yoruba Pentecostal churches where if you make contribution to Radio Biafra, we put you at the front. No. Moses Mwigwe is not here today. We only mention his name. And anytime he hears his own name, he wants to hide under the bed. He doesn't even like it. But this is the man that funds radio. He contributes towards Radio Biafra the same way people pay for their mortgage every month. He contributes money to Radio Biafra before he pays his mortgage. And thanks to people like him and Chukwu Ijeoma in Australia, that is why we are on the air broadcasting to people. So we thank you very much for what you have done. You've humbled us with your gesture and how you have conducted yourself. I will not ask you to speak now because I'm new one here. You will not like to speak now. But we'll continue to... Madam, you have to come and join us because they said they didn't quite hear your voice very clearly. Karamonde rang from... Not rang. She sent a message from England saying your voice wasn't very clear and that they want to hear from you a lot more because when you speak, people call Radio Biafra. You know that they think that women are all fraudsters. And they for Wundine's wish. When our women speak, they tend to listen to them rather than when the men speak. Our brother is here today, please. Once again, why are you interested? Are you a Biafran?
Good afternoon, everyone. One more time. Am I a Biafran? Yes, of course. An Igbo man is a Biafran man, I believe, unless that person didn't have anything to do with what our history is.
Yes.
Everybody know what our history is. And so, yes, I wasn't here during the first broadcast, but I'm pleased to be here, to be participating in this, the maiden edition of broadcast.
It's not the maiden, we've been here for a few days now.
Okay.
We've been here for a few days now. This is actually our last day.
Last day, okay. So, I am grateful to be here, as I said before, and as far as possible, I would like to be making my own contribution, you know, in terms of the dialogue that is happening. I would like to see in my lifetime that Biafra becomes a reality, mm-hmm. that we all have a home to go back to and that we can be by ourselves without that kind of molestation, that kind of killings that are going on. I remember when I was a toddler, I was a little boy, when the Civil War was being fought, I lost a member of my family in that war. So it's still a nightmare when I, you know, try to remember what happened in those days, you know. So definitely.
You're with us.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Of course. 100%.
Let's take
100%.
This 100%. Let's take this one. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Eze Chukwu. I'm calling from England.
Eze Chukwu, you won't be in Ali Igbo. Kebe isi puta. You're Eze Chukwu, so that makes you Igbo. Where are you from?
I'm on your mind.
I'm part of Ben Oma here. Where Bakala? Where Ibeku?
I'm on your Bakala side. I'm from Sirimu.
You want your Sirimu?
My house out.
There, one day Sirimu be the autonomous community. We have to go back a lap. Go ahead, we are listening.
Okay. I'm happy to identify with the program. I love what you've been. I just playing on the internet. I just saw it, and I kind of love what I'm hearing. To be a delight for the movement. agreement to be actualized. Our fathers fought for it. Our fathers tried to see that it's actualized. And I'm also happy that the young generation, they've taken the baton to ensure that there is restoration of the dignity of our people back home. It is our desire to see that all those who are from the eastern part of the country will work towards the actualization of this goal. I think it is worth it. It is noble. And it will actually improve, you know, the well-being, the economic position of the Igbo race. I want to let you know that even here in England, of course, you know, a lot of Igbo people are here, and we can't but see how we can contribute, promote, and project the Biafran idea, and to see that it is realized. We have the resources, we have the manpower, we have the market, we have the raw materials, and we have all that it will take us to advance the cause of the Igbo race. So anyhow we can kind of contribute towards the actualization of this, we really appreciate it. But we also want to know if there are plans on ground, or, I mean, the radio is on, we love to hear what people are doing, but how can people contribute? How can people, you know, are there tangible or visible plans or set out goals to achieve through this medium? What are the things you are looking at to achieve, both in the short term and in the long term? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. We welcome it. I know where you come from very well in Surima. I know it very, very well. We intend to achieve in the short term is to sensitize, to educate, to enlighten our people, to bring to their awareness, to raise their knowledge level to surpass that of the Yorubas and the Hausa Fulani people, to reorientate our people to value truth and honesty above every other thing, to value good name above every other thing. That is why we exist. Our primary objective is to restore Biafra built on truth and honesty, a transparent Biafra. A Biafra where we will be able to replicate on this earth the intention of God in heaven. That is what we are doing. And how we intend to do that is very, very simple. We have only a three-step process. I don't know if you are aware that we're in court already. We took Nigeria to court. The case is ongoing. We are going to fast-track it to the International Court in The Hague. That is number one. We are the first people to do that. Nobody has ever done that before. We have presented our petition to Nigeria asking them to let us go. That is number one. Bilie Human Rights Initiative is the first indigenous people's organization registered out of that zoological republic. We are registered with the United Nations. No other group is registered with the UN apart from Bilie Human Rights Initiative. That goes to show we know what we are doing. Yeah. We are also in the process, my dear brother, of having the biggest mass mobilization known to our people, because we are going to demonstrate from the rising of the sun in Japan to when it sets in San Francisco in America. Anytime the clock strikes 12 noon somewhere, we'll demonstrate on a date yet to be set. There are some things we need to do, and we're in the process of doing that. So these are the things that we are doing, and of course we know that knowledge is power. We are here to educate and enlighten our people, and that is what we continue to do. You may have ideas of your own as to what we intend to do. All we are asking you to do is to bring it to the table. If it is valid, we will adopt it and we will act upon it. This is an open platform. Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. If your ideas are good, we adopt it this very afternoon in Toronto. That's how we operate.
That's fine. It's okay. Actually, it is one thing to operate from abroad here. It's another thing to operate or to have a structure at home. I don't know if you have links. I mean, because most of the people that this call or this course is for, they are based in Nigeria. I don't know if you have structures on ground on how some of these things can be actualized and how some of these people can be reached also.
Yes, we have structures on the ground. I don't know where you were born. For me, I was born in the village. And the advantage of those of us who are born in the village over people born in the township is that whilst you're drinking cornflakes in the township, we are eating gare in the morning where we come from. Apple makes us a lot more stronger and wiser. And I will tell you why in a minute. We understand the way our villages we are run in the past. When there was no kidnapping, when there was no armed robbery, when the content of your character is what determined your position in the society, not how much money you had. when your service to your community is what elevates you, not how much you have stolen from people outside. When, if you come back to your house with 1 naira and your mom didn't give you that money or your dad, you'll be buried that same day. They will kill you.
Yeah.
We have gone back to the ways of our ancient people. We have what is called the Council of Elders, led by His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezo Zubo, retired. I don't know if you know him.
Okay.
The secretary of this very group is Dr. Dozie Ikedife. He's a medical doctor.
Okay, yeah, I know him.
The secretary of this group is Colonel Achuzie. I don't know if you know him.
Okay. I've heard about you.
So our elders are the ones in charge, not me. I'm only a humble servant of our people. All I'm doing is to send message to our people. I'm not worthy, neither am I capable of leading our people. We have our elders.
That's good. That's fine. So there are two other things I want to point at. Number one, we need to have an economic blueprint for the group if we intend to actualize. So we must have a kind of defined plans on how, because in every setting, the economy is very vital. So the economy is like the substructure under which every other thing is sustained, both the polity, the religious, and every other thing you think of rests on the economy, which is the substructure of every system. Now, there must be some economic plans or blueprints that must be in place, or a design of which this vision can run. So if we are projecting it to anyone, the person must know that, okay, these are the defined targets, these are the action plans on how these things are going to be achieved. You know, so that is one. Two, here in England, I'm a very good supporter of the Labour Party. And when I was in the university here, I was a member of the Labour Party group, you know, as a student. And I have continued because I've identified with their cause. Now, what I discovered is that I don't know how it will be. One of the suggestions I want to make is because we have so many Nigerians or so many different people who are studying abroad, I mean, if there can be a forum where we can have something like, you know, Biafra Movement Association in most of the universities in advanced countries, if it can be established and if we can have links here and there, because we have them all over. You know, they say that any place where you go to, you don't see any Boman, that village does not exist, you know. If we can have such in place, we have people, you know, I have a lot of friends here. Some people just came, you know, back from back home. Some are in Oxford, some are in Imperial College, and among other places. So if we can have some of these people trying to, you know, raise their awareness in their various institutions, I mean, it will go a long way in boosting this cause and trying to let people know much about its existence. Nobody told me actually about this. I told you I was just going through the internet and I saw it. So we can have these institutions, and the young people, they are the engine of any society. So the passion a young person will use to kind of champion this or to propagate it or to inform others will not be the same way as maybe a young, you know, maybe an elderly person would do. So most of them are in institutions of higher learning here, you know, Cambridge and other places. So we can actually try to kind of integrate them into the process and let them start creating awareness in their various institutions. So I don't know how you will see that. It's just a decision I want to make.
It's a very good idea. We love it. We welcome it. And I think we're going to implement it. But what we want to do is that we would like to have your number. You text your number to us when we finish, when you come off air. And also, you can start it yourself. You can start by creating some within England to start with, and then you yourself can be responsible for making sure that it will give you all the logistical support. We have people here in Toronto, Canada. So all we need to do is to give you the names of the people to contact in Canada, to give the universities where they are, and then that's it. You can coordinate this very exercise yourself. That is why, that is the beauty of Radio Biafra. People bring in ideas and we ask them to run with it. We implement it. We are going to implement your last suggestion. It is wonderful. And the other one, we have an economic blueprint. I happen to be a political economist and trained in England, not in Nigeria. So we know the type of economy to run. And there are some things that we have that we don't want to reveal to people. If we reveal it, they will hate us even more. They will say these people are going to outpace us. Our people will want to kill us, so will Yoruba people as well. We have an economic blueprint that will shock them all. We know what we are doing. All we need is your support and for you to be able to carry out this very project that you've mentioned, because it is wonderful. I thank you very much for calling.
It's okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Banner. Bye. Bye. Yes. I hope that was in order, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yes. Yes. It's in order.
Well, and it's a good person to follow up in this. Since he has an insight with Labour Party, he can help in spreading the message to people that matter in British government and parliament, so that they will have it in the back of their head that there's a movement going on and there's concern. And people, some of them are aware of what is going on in Nigeria. But if you don't bring the plight to them, they won't do anything. You know how the West works.
I agree with
and
you.
The more influential you are, the more exposure you get.
I like
so
him.
If you don't make any noise, nobody will talk to you. Okay. So the more noise you make, as long as it's not a violent movement, it's an articulation of people that matter, people that are... And we have a lot of... proof to show the world.
I'll come to you. Of
course,
when
the time comes, they will see.
I'll come to you in a second. Let's take this. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
All right. I'm Andy Obunneme Abasele. I'm calling from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you in?
In West Germany, in Duisburg.
Duisburg, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto in Canada. Go ahead.
I just want to comment. I've been really trying this Radio Biafra. Sakalo, and the last caller, only Bazo just walk it.
Yes.
The point to make about students, I'm a medical student.
Okay.
I really wanted to ask the same question, and I just thank God that somebody has even called. So what will be the role of students, Biafra students in diaspora in this struggle? Exactly what, then he now made all this thing because I saw a point, very, very good point. We can set Kedu because I don't want to go ever. We can contribute in future this struggle, So as a student, and I'm also there as in this struggle. I've been listening, I've been following the Radio Biafra. So, but I am going to go some of Inhoku, and I would like also to. I'll be waiting for you also, Sakal, on the blueprint, as he said. So another thing again is, when is the case coming up? As in this case, the Biafran case, because on internet, the upcoming case is not, the date is not there. So I would like to know.
Yes, two things here. The first thing you said was about the students participating. They are central. They are critical to what we are doing. They are the bedrock of our movement, both at home and in the diaspora. So we welcome you. As soon as we get our brother's name and contact details, we'll pass it on to you so that you can begin to do work on your own in and around Germany as well, speaking to your fellow students and making sure that Biafra or a consultative assembly or council is formed in each and every university in Germany, or at least within the area that you're in, because Germany is very big. So that is number one. And number two, we don't have another date for the court date yet. Don't forget that the last time we went to court, our case was struck out, not dismissed.
Yeah, that's
struck
what I
out.
Get.
So we've gone back and made the amendments, and Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesi refiled the case immediately. So we are waiting for them to give us a date. You know what Nigeria is like. So we're waiting. As soon as the date comes, we'll announce it. But my prayer, to tell you the truth, is for them not to announce a date in the next 8 weeks so we can take it to the appeal court and fast track it to Europe. We want to come out and debate within the Grawoko in Europe, not with people trending the zoo. We want the case to come to Europe so we can debate it where there are civilized people. So we have a lot of things we are doing, which we don't want to reveal too much about. But trust me, as soon as we have that date, we'll make it known to the world. This is Radio Biafra. You know, here we don't hide anything. We don't have any secret here.
Exactly. I've been following it, and Obi the moment. The scene, you can just, I congratulate you and just try up. Thank God for this type of thing, and may God bless and reward you.
Yes, and the whole
thank
Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Reward Biafra, not me. When Heji, my mom, Biafra, Gamba. Yes, sir. This is Radio Biafra. We keep reporting that we are here to spread the gospel. We are here to bring about Biafra because all glory will belong to Biafra, but the manifestation of God's glory is in Biafra itself. The restoration of Biafra as an independent entity where men and women are equal before God, where you don't bow before any man, where things are the way they're supposed to be. When you go and people tell you that women are put to the background in Igbo land, they tell them that they're lunatics. The highest court of law in Igbo land is the court of Omo and Ago, and ask them when they come and speak, it is binding and final. Is that correct?
That's right. That
is our Supreme Court, made up of women. There is no man in Igbo land. Our Supreme Court are our women. So people must get their facts straight. When you go to school and they say, Africans, the way they treat their women, leave your husband, he's not teaching you, you tell them they are mad. You tell them that women hold the highest authority where you come from. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, please, turn your system down and you speak to us, please.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Ndubisi Ojugbo, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal, sir.
Ndubisi, you're calling from Dakar in Senegal. I will ask you to stay on the line where you are. Let's take this call. Don't go away, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Joseph. Brampton, Ontario.
Brampton, Ontario. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I wasn't able to call to listen, but I was hoping that when I call, I should be listening to the transmission because I couldn't get home to call before time.
That's okay.
So am I able to listen to the discussion through this phone?
No. Does your phone have browsing facilities on it? Can you browse the internet on your phone?
Yes.
Then what you need to do is to go to www.radiobiafra.co.
Okay.
If you go to radiobiafra.co,
online then.
Yes, you will go and tap the play button. You will see it under the live transmission. You should be able to be, you should listen to us. It's as simple as that.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. So the message is getting to people in Canada. You ask them to call, and they're calling.
And they're calling.
People are calling.
The first person that opened the forum is the sister.
And also from Canada, which is wonderful. Let's take this call.
Yes.
This is Radio. Yes, please, my dear brother. Sorry for waiting. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Chidera, calling from Malaysia.
Chidera from Malaysia. Malaysians are wonderful people towards Biafra. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I want to say thank you for what the nice job you are doing. I want to say thank you. You are a very, very nice man. I want you to keep going on at your back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The Malaysians are wonderful people. They are very, very, very... Sorry?
Somebody called you earlier from Senegal.
From Senegal, yes. We'll try and get them back. They're there somewhere. We'll try and get them back. But sometimes we stack our calls, and I'm sure he is there. And as soon as we can get to him, then he will speak. There are too many calls coming in. That's him there. He is still there on hold. Yes, the caller or like justice, so you like justice a lot. Senegal, which is very good. Biko, go ahead, we are listening. My brother in Senegal, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Brother Nandekano.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir, so much. My brother, I just want to thank you so much. Since when you went to Canada, I've always calling this guy something. Even like you told me that there is a lot of conjunction there. So
there
when
is,
you
yes.
went this Canada anyway, I still got around, but I think there is a many conjunction.
That is, but you're through now, so you're the chosen one. Go ahead.
I thank God to get you online. I just want to congratulate you, my brother, because it's not easy. You are a human being. You are not a jackie, neither for you to be horse or something like that. I just thank you so much because I'm still following this thought. For the time I recognize about this Radio Biafra, I'm always online. I'm listening. But every day, I still have your voice on air. Even Chidera. The time you went to Canada, I didn't hear about her name. I wanted to call in order to verify whether the girl have already fallen sick. But I really thank God because I had her voice today. I was very glad. I don't know how to appreciate you people, my brother. You are trying so much. And I just pray that God will reward you.
Amen. Let God reward us with Biafra. That is more important.
is their strength that is going out. They are going out. It's not coming back. Anything that gone, have already gone, and you are just using it to hustle for your country to stop.
Just a question, what is the vibe like there in?
There is one of my brother here. Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
There is one of my brother here. I just used this opportunity to come to his house, and then from his house that I'm listening to this inside. So get one thing that he want to ask you, sir. So
yeah, bring him on. Let him ask us. Let him ask us. Bring him.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello, my brother. Yes.
Good afternoon.
I
just want to know about this Biafra, whether it's affected the Edo State.
Edo State, and indeed any other person may wish to belong to Biafra. It is an open platform for lovers of truth, for lovers of justice, for those that believe in live and let live. If Edo people can demonstrate that, I have said it before, that my personal preference will be for Edo to join us because they are very brave people. They are warriors. They are fearless in battle. So we need them. If Edo wants to come with us, there will be a referendum. There will be a place besides. Asking Edo people, do you want to be part of Biafra or not? If they say yes, then you come with us.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for
my question to the guys there. They're calling from Senegal.
From Senegal, yes.
So
yes.
What is the vibe overall there regarding the Biafra movement? What is the vibe? Not just you two, are there other Biafrans there who are also looking forward for this?
We are mobilizing, because if you ask Nani himself, he knows about Senegal. Senegal is not going bad. We are strong here. We are already waiting for him.
Very strong.
Good to hear that.
Very, very strong.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. In terms of order of let's call it seriousness or priority, when you count, the number one fanatics in this are Malaysian people. They are crazy about Biafra.
Mm-hmm.
When you count Malaysia, believe it or not, the second people to count in it is Senegal. Yes, they are very, very. They are very, very. They brought down Nigerian embassy. They are brave people in Senegal, and that is why we like them, because Malaysians are fantastic, and so are our people in Senegal, and so also our people in South Africa.
Of course.
You can't PCC it. South Africa is another very, very strong people. We are only waking up the few.
Yeah.
Imagine what will happen if we have transmitter at home, broadcasting to our people. They'll take their handbags and run away because they're all women. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype.
Yeah, Amanda.
Yes.
Okay, good. My name is Oye Kashkwe Zemba. I'm calling from Germany. I'm from Amoka here, a local government, Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, please, the guy that asked you a question about Edo, if Edo can belong to Biafra, please, I think we really have to be honest in these things. If Yoruba cannot come now and say now they want to claim a data set or what I call to belong to them, we Biafra cannot accept it. There's no referendum on this. Eto is a brother to Oduduwa, and these people belong together. This is reality. So let it not be confusing. So these people belong to Oduduwa. That is sure and it's clear. These are two brothers. We don't have to bring us under into two brothers. This is true. We answer them plain that if they want asylum, it's okay. But as a country, you have to belong to your brother. Igbo is Igbo. Calabar cannot go and belong to answer to do what. It's not true. This is another thing. I want to also contribute to the America.
Ezemba, yeah. Can we finish this debate, first of all? It's a very good point you raised. But how about if the whole of them want to seek asylum with their land and their houses? They want to they declare and say the whole of Edo land want to seek asylum in Biafra. Will you say no to them?
We will not say no. This is why I say only under asylum.
Okay, under asylum, not as a place beside.
Yes. It should be clear so that the Yoruba don't think that we are trying to put problem into their own.
Yeah, it's true.
America issue, places. I think it's time to tell. There's a lot of people suffering in America that doesn't have nothing to do, but it's only shame that makes them keep lacking behind. I think it's time really we have to encourage our people. So, we have to really encourage and tell them that really, if you cannot do anything, at least we need your support. We need you to call in. In the day of the demonstration, we need you as well. Don't be ashamed because you cannot contribute financially. I think we need a strong word to encourage them, to bring them in, to tell them that we don't really care about what you can offer if you are not able to offer something financially. We just only need you as a brother, that at least when you are going to go, so these are the something we have to really talk to American people. I believe a lot of them, it's only shame thinking that if I call now, they will expect me to put something. If I don't put something, I will be a useless person. No,
not at all. No,
we really have to encourage and tell them, no, we love you all, we love you in your condition, yes, no matter whatever you are.
Yes.
No, but come, we need you. You can come out for demonstration in Bonike.
Yes.
The people that can support financially can support. And also we can include all of our people, all our people in diaspora, that if you are not financially buoyant, you are welcome. Call in. You can do something for us.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree completely with you. I do, yes.
So this is what I want to go. And I thank you very much, Nandi, and also your hosts. I really, the Canada, that we are really proud of you. I give the kiss. Mm-hmm. The people are wonderful.
Thank you.
And I thank you also, really, Nandi. You are trying. God bless you. Keep on blessing you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, our dear brother. He made two very critical points, which we have taken. I don't think it's even subject for any debate. I think he won that debate hands down. He gave us the reason as to why we cannot take Edo in, and also to make it very, very clear. I think it would be better if Madam can do this herself, our dear sister here. If you call her Uchechukwu, she will say it's Uchechukwu. I don't know the meaning between... Oh, sorry, Uchechukwu. I keep saying Uche all the time. Maybe it's because you're Uche. I'm thinking maybe Uchechukwu is this. If you combine it together, it forms something very great. Please tell our people that... I don't know if we have gone too far in the appeal we are making for support for the transmitter that is making people to be afraid, some of them being afraid to call, thinking if I call now and I don't pledge anything, they will think I'm useless or my life is over abroad.
Hello, Biafrans. It's Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma.
Yes.
The hosting of the Biafran
yes.
Radio.
Yes.
Please, listeners, call in. Even if you don't have anything to pledge, we need your contributions, please. Don't be scared because you don't have something. We need your voice. We want to hear what you think and what you heard from the headline. Okay? Don't be scared of pledging. Even if you don't have $100, it's okay. We need you to talk. Speak from your heart because this is all Biafrans. It's not like we have an Hausa or Yoruba here.
It's true.
Okay? Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please,
very much.
We await your calls.
Yes, and they are calling, you know. They are calling. That is for sure. They are calling, they are calling, they are calling. Maybe they can call now. Please, you don't have to call or think that somehow without contribution that your views or your opinion won't be taken into account. After all, our brother that called from England and gave us a suggestion about having this thing in schools. They didn't make any, even make any reference to transmitter.
Yeah,
it's a very good advice, and we've taken it and we're going to run with it. So please, you can call Radio Biafra, as our dear sister have just said. Please, you don't have to. You don't have to contribute towards the transmitter. You don't have to at all. Just call in. We need everybody. I believe now, I don't know the type of church people go to these days. I know you're there. Predominantly Yoruba churches, but when we used to go to Anglican church when I was young, Ogo Inyeru, I see him when I come again. My memory may well be me.
If I can come in,
yes, of course, you may.
About the issue of whether Edo can come with Biafra or not. Remember, Edo, the old Midwest, they had a referendum back in 1963. Used to have three regions: Western, Northern and Eastern regions. Edo, that was the first time they have a referendum in Nigeria. The Midwest, present day Edo State and Delta State.
Mm-hmm.
They have a plebiscite for like, it was about 95% in favor.
Of what?
Of moving themselves out of the old Western region.
Is it?
Yeah, it's there. 95%. They made it clear they don't want to be part of the Yorubas.
But they have to go back to their family. Oh, Muna. Let them go there and sort it out.
It's a choice. Majority of them will tell you they don't want to be part of
it. They don't want to be part of it? Okay.
Ududua.
Let's see.
So, it's about choice. If they decide, oh, we don't want to be part of Odudu, I want to be part of Biafra, mm-hmm. I think we should allow them in.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Vincent Okado. I'm calling from Calgary in Canada.
Vincent Okado from Calgary in Canada. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to identify with what is happening over there. And even here in Calgary, I have been in touch with Madam Ezechukwu, and we are coordinating as much as we can do here. So just to say hi to you guys there. Yes. And to also say that Calgary is part of the movement.
That's good.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. People are calling. We welcome that. Please, Chidera, stay where you are. You want to speak, and you will in a short while. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Chukwadi Wukebu. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden?
Yeah.
Wukebu from Sweden. Please go ahead.
Ukekwe.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I also get very, very irate when they get my surname wrong. I do apologize. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for the job you're doing for people of Biafra, and thank also your host over there.
Yes.
And I just want to comment about what you said about Edo people. We have to call a spade a spade. We and Edo people is not the same. Everybody know that from the beginning. The way they behave and the way we behave is not the same. So, referendum or not referendum, if they want to make a referendum, they should make and join their brothers, not we. We are different. You cannot name you cannot have two twins, and then one Peter, and then one Paul. Later you'll be calling two of them Paul. It's not the same. You have to call Paul, call Peter. So that's what I want to say. I don't have much to say now. Thank you very much for your work for
thank
the government.
Thank you very, very much. We welcome it. Thank you very much. That is the beauty of Radio Biafra, isn't it? It's beautiful. We love it to debate here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what my brother said here, DK. There are Igbos living in Edo presently.
Yes.
How do they get along? Because it looks like they get along well.
There
are Igbos.
Yes.
They're living well in mm-hmm. Edo State. So what? How do you see that? And I think we have to, at this point, be open, have an open mind on mm-hmm. that. If they are willing and showing the willingness to,
mm-hmm.
as long as they adhere to the constitution of Biafra land.
Yes.
I think it's about, and they are Christians too. I mean,
but to
cap it up too, mm-hmm. there are some Delta speaking Igbos. Isn't it that so?
No, Edo is not Delta.
Okay, so you're talking about Delta is part of this.
Of course, they're more Igbo than us, yes.
Okay.
They're part of it. But what we're saying is that if we go and take them, how would Yorubas feel? Yoruba would say you're encroaching into their territory. That is the problem.
Give us. Yeah, man.
Yes.
I'm calling from Asia. I'm calling from Singapore.
My
name is Mark Omunnakwe.
Mark Omunnakwe from Singapore. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to call in to thank you for the good work. I've been trying to talk all the while in America. They are so congested, and there's so much people trying to listen at the same time and talk with you.
Yes.
We don't have to worry, because all we are doing is to make sure that contributions and suggestions are coming from brothers and sisters of Biafra land.
Yes.
So I don't think that anybody that loves Biafra will get annoyed or angry because you are able to head off or you're able to hear your voice out. Most of us listen every day, both the first and second program, you know?
Yes.
So if we try to call, we can't get through, we have patience. We only listen to those. Even when there is issues, like some time ago, a man called and we're insulting you and saying that it was an ex-Biafran, and what we are doing is nonsense, that, you know, it's very, very annoying. I tried to put a call that day, I couldn't get through. I forget about it. You know, so I just want to say something regarding what that man said that day, that I think the man is a moron, and that is, since you come up with this identifying where one is from, and his origin or state or whatever in Igbo land or Biafra land is very, very important. So we can know those have been paid to come and tarnish our image or those that have been paid to come and insult us, yeah, and where they are coming from. Nobody can just come and claim ex-Biafra and say he's from he's an Igbo man or a Biafra man and he's talking trash. He's an ex. If you're an ex and you know what made you to join the Biafran army, you should know why you should defend it. That means he should be a coward going into Biafran war, or was he among those that were paid to go and destroy Biafran war at then? He should be a stupid man coming on air to say he was an ex and even sustained injury, and it's not that what we are doing now is nonsense, that we are going nowhere. He's a stupid man in the first place. He sounds, he's trying to claim to be intelligent or civilized, educated, but in other way around, he's a stupid man, because you don't embark on what you know that is wrong. That is that. So another thing I want to say is concerning the Edo issue. My brothers and sisters, I want to let you know something. Biafra is a state. And Biafrans are loving and peace people. Anybody that want to join us, even if the Hausas want to join us with good faith, we can work with them. You know, so Edo is they are very close to us. Ibanke, people the other people that be related to Ibanke, forgotten their name. There are so many Edo Igbos in Edo side, just like one of our brothers there have just said. We can't ask them not to join. It's left for them. If they want to join Biafra willingly, we can't say they are not our brothers. You know what I'm saying? So yes, it's very wrong of us to start aiming out now, trying to bring division, say these people does not belong to us. Some people may willingly say, we want this, except we can't fight them to join. But if they come with clear conscience, clear mind, with love, that they want to be Biafrans, they are welcome. Let's not segregate. It's not good. Divide us or our demarcation with them is just a little. It's a stone throw. Yeah, only why I'm calling it awkward, if I may put it that way.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is let us carry along those that want to be with us. There's no big deal about that. Biafra and mostly Igbos, we might be very accommodative. You know, anybody that want to come, we should come. I want to go fu. And when I go see, rather, people should come and learn from us. We are not afraid of anybody joining us. Though my brother, think I'm Kelegen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. What are we going to do about this very issue? It's a very thorny issue. Perhaps I was a bit too hasty to exclude. We have somebody. Yeah, we have too many calls. Is your lovely wife said we should take calls, and they are calling. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka.
Yes. Hello? Yes, go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. I'm coming from China.
From China, KBC Botana Libo, where is your village in Iboland?
I'm from Abia State. I'm in Abia State.
Okay, stay where you are. I'll come back to you.
Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Abia State.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka.
Abia State. Turn your system off and listen to me.
I'm from China.
Where are you from? Your village.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. I'm coming from China.
He's listening to his own voice. It's impossible. We can't take calls if you're also listening to your own voice. We can't take calls. I'm taking calls and I'm cutting people out. I do apologize for that. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Ekibo. I'm from Mbise, calling from New York City, Bronx.
Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say based on this Bini or no Bini of a thing is that, in fact, I would like to speak it in Igbo so that our people will understand it more.
Go ahead.
Ihe m si mekwuo ihe gbasara ndị Benin, ndị Igbo asị ahụbelewo ogbala ekwobula ji, olee kewu Benin, ọnụ Benin should not be an issue.
anyway, go deep Biafra, even in days of fly, stating not to try to go deep Biafra, then Dibo, EG help for Anya, and whether Biafra. I did he free. And with Biafra, he must state to see Biafra may add him. They go on their own, they manage their own resources. If they can stand as a country, good. If they cannot stand, the ball was not in Hagua. What we should be discussing is how can we achieve this struggle. All the time, issue with Biafra, Edo or no Edo should not be an issue. Edo people are the people in the world. Without fear, indeed, where do we know? Joe, you go ahead and not to see Alaba shop Yoko. You are not a no chic at the end. They will put shop and I had to go with it. But to believe people are the people when they care for that good, the moment something to make chic somebody on Australia or non London a ball on now buying Bini or no Bini. They are brave people because my brother and they were sick by my time. I discussed when handles of Basra or Tanisha may protest about that things. Can we keep them moving forward? How happened they Biniaka? Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a very thorny issue, you see. But the beauty of Radio Biafra is that we have discussions and debates. People air their views uncensored. But he's also right. The last caller is our brother from New York. When he said that, Benin people are fearless in battle. They are very, very brave and fearless people. They are very, very fearless. If you have them as an ally, I'm telling you, any opponent you're confronting will find things very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. So if they want to, we can't stop people from belonging to somewhere. It's a bit difficult. It's a very tricky one. But we'll see what we can do about it. We welcome everybody. If they, as our brother said, if they bring all their land and declare to be part of us, then so be it. But we don't want it to seem, we don't want to do what Awolowo did before, which is to go and be lying and deceiving people around a few areas. It's not very good. Let's see if let's go and take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chukwueme Kanzurumi. I'm from Owerri. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, Namdi. Thank you very much, and thank you for your crew. Thank those supporting you from London. And all of you. Well, I just want to be very brief. It's all about this issue. And I think the last caller made a good point, and that's what we have to do. We have much more important things to discuss. Edo people are nice people. They are nice people, and good points have been made about them. And I think your initial position was a very good one. You talked about referendum. I mean, something about a democratic process that has to follow up, and there's no way, and we are accommodating people. We don't discriminate. We are very friendly people, and the people are also friendly people as well. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, yes, if they say, hey, I want to join this corner because we'll find something good there. Good. I mean, I discussed. There's a guy that lives here in Germany. He lives not far away from me. You know, we meet. You know, he's like, you know, Tony, he's like, come around. You know, where are you? What are you going to say? No, I said, okay, I don't have time. And I said, okay, next time, please meet me here. Let's discuss about this issue. The guy is worried about what's going on in Nigeria. The guy is worried about his future, the future of the children. You know, he's got children here. He said, man, which country are these people going to grow? He's afraid. I mean, he used to be a Muslim. He changed. He became a Christian. And he was like, he just can't understand what is going on. A sultan of Sokoto or whatever they call them, dictating what should happen, telling you their stance should be number one in Nigeria, their religion should be number one in Nigeria, their children should be the first, and we all should be third class citizens, not even second class citizens. I mean, so many people are mad about these idiots. I am so mad. I've not been calling Arabia for, I've been following Arabia for more than a year. I follow every step of the way, but most of our people who just sit down there and when you tell them about Biafra, they are just telling you, oh, don't leave them. I mean, I follow you. I love how you follow things. I love how you bash these people. When people are telling and saying, oh, Namdi, take it easy, I'm like, you know, people should shut up their mouth, whatever they are telling Namdi, take it easy. Take it easy on who? You know, this is what they need to hear. There are people telling you, oh, you know, take it easy. Take it easy on what? How long are we going to be enslaved? We've been enslaved for decades and, I mean, centuries. I mean, it's simple ABC. There is origin, a land of origin. Where are you from? Your origin is not Nigeria. You keep on telling people Nigeria has been created by a human being called Lord Lugard. I don't know whether they need to go back to Otakara. It is very simple. people, this stupid, you know, this, you know, I don't know, animalistic country, whatever you can call it, zoology or, you know, whatever. You know, this is not a country. And it's just simple. If in Germany here, take a little kid of, in kindergarten, let me say, explain this thing to him, you will understand that there is origin. This is the creation. I mean, you don't even need to refer to the Bible. If a human being cannot understand, that was Lord Lugard. It's not just a fairy tale. It happened. There is picture. If they want the picture, you show them picture of Unyocha, who created this stupid country. Is it difficult for people to understand this issue? And somebody came from nowhere telling you, this country now, you know, you guys, you know, come up together, okay. And these are the same people who took your guys to Caribbean. These are the same guys who took your guys to Chicago or whatever, the East Coast of America. These are the same people who took your own people, sold them whatever they went to do, they wanted to do, and sell them, enslave them. And you hear even some of these people, as old as they are, like I used to listen, there was one in America, you know, just so fond of Biafra and stuff, and trying to, you know, trace back his history, and so lovely things happening. And of course, I know there are always going to be, you know, some, you know, human beings who are not complete coming in and, you know, playing discord in this issue. But, you know, our people should be very careful. We are fighting just, you know, our right, just our right. Everybody has, you know, if you're a developed country, you know what is good for yourself. You know, we came all the way from Nigeria. When I came in here, I learned so many good things. You know what? But, you know, notwithstanding, I know where I came from. And I know I want to go back. I don't belong here. No matter how good their streets are, even if it is, you know, I don't know, tarred with gold or whatever, you know, your heart is still beating back home. And your back home is where you are from. Your back home is your origin. Your back home is where your father, your forefathers grew. If your forefathers have not been telling you about Biafra, your origin or whatever, if your Radio Biafra is teaching you this, be happy about it. You know, learn. And you know, it just baffles me, disturbs me that there are people around some other corners in this world and they can't just imbibe, they can't just understand simple ABC. I can't be here and somebody's telling me from Sokoto his own program should be number one and my own should be number 10 or what?
Exactly.
My kid has to score 200 points, or let me say 150 points. His kid has to score only 2 points. Only two. That means show up into examination hall, maybe just tick one of the OBJ questions, and then go home and he has passed. At the end of the day, he wants to be my president? President of which kind of country? A country of, you know, beheaded by this kind of idiots?
It's terrible.
They think we cannot fight this. If they want war, we don't want war. If we want war, Radio Biafra will not be set up. Everybody, the whole Radio Biafra crew will just go back home and say, okay, let's carry our knives and our guns. But they are setting up this thing, educating people, following the normal process. Billion human rights have been settled, have been built, and just going through the normal ways and trying to, you know, peacefully. But if these guys say they want war, it is what they want. Like it's always been, you know, echoed, we are all going to be marshal out there and defend ourselves to the last man. It's our home. From Idoma down to the Bight of Biafra will be defended. Whether they want it or not, we are going to wake up. I know there are people still sleeping. They should wake up. I know we are discussing things, issue is educative, Radio Biafra is educative and things like that, but everybody should have it in back of his mind that they should stand up for something else, something very good, stand up for something genuine. That is your origin, your home. You hear these guys coming to Islamize our people, good, okay, some people allow themselves to be Islamized, but hello, they are raping our women. And there are commissioners, so-called commissioners in these villages and these towns, and they're not doing anything. Ask yourself, why are they not doing anything? They're being driven by the House of Fulani Caliphates and Sokoto Caliphates, whatever you call them. It's a chain process. the power descends from these guys over your so-called governor, down to the commissioners, down to the local rulers, so nobody can defend our people. So it's time for people to stand up and know that this process is very important. Radio Biafra is very important for us. We are going to march ahead. We want to get the transmitter so that those people back home will get ready. Those people don't know. When these Hausa people are encroaching our territory, they don't know what's happening. They are blindfolded by the local chiefs, their local, you know, the whole of the society is just in a shamble. The whole Biafra society today, who tells me that Radio Biafra is not important? If it's not important, who is going to bring sanity back home? Who is going to stop these kidnappers? Who is going to stop these armed robbers? Who is going to stop all these political criminals? How do you want to stop them? You need communication. You need to talk to the sense of the people. You need people to hear and wake up the faith of the people. But how can people hear if you don't have transmitter? When you tell people donate something doesn't mean you should go and steal. Nobody says you should steal. But so you see people spend weekend, just weekend, it's not only in Germany. Nobody can tell me that lie. A weekend, at least once in a month, you go to a bar or something like that, you spend some money, you spend maybe $10, let me say. Why don't you talk to yourself and say, hey man, let me deny myself $10 this month. Let me give it to the Radio Biafra. For this very call of transmitter, nobody is saying give money to Radio Biafra. The Radio Biafra is telling you for what purpose they demanded the money for. And they are not even handling it. They say Australia should take care of it. There is evidence of clarity in this issue. You guys have made yourself, you have explained yourself as much as you can, and I thank God for, your steadfastness and unmovable positions, and you keep saying it again. You are clean, and I believe it, because nobody can be so bold the way you guys are. You guys are not born today that you don't know how to make money as well, like the people in that zoo. You know how to make it if you want to make it. Any stupid person from Nigeria today knows how to scramble for that money that belongs to the whole public.
Of course.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Other people are trying, we'll let them in. But before you go, let me make it very clear that the governor of Abia State is from my village. My father is a traditional ruler. So you can imagine what can happen if I want to see contract in my state. My own cousin and my childhood friend was the Speaker of the House in Abia for 7 years, went to serve in the House of Reps in Abuja. I didn't go to them for one day to go and ask for anything, because they even know not to come to me. They know what they will get. Our people need to understand something. The fact that you are in Alabama, that you are in Detroit, that you are in Maryland, scrambling and scavenging to survive, doesn't mean that every other person is a scavenger. The fact that you are a criminal, you cannot stay without planning on how to dupe people, does not mean every other person is a criminal like you. The fact that Owazirike used the name of Biafra to steal does not mean that every Biafran is a criminal. Our people need to understand that some of us are here to serve this cause in truth and honesty. And I say to them, go and sit down. If you don't know what to say, sit down and watch. Everything will tell you will come to pass. And I'm telling you this thing today. The killing of our people in the north was predicted by Radio Biafra, August of 2009. We have the tapes to prove it. We told them they will kill you in the north. Nobody listened. We told them that Owazirike is using the name of Biafra to steal and cheat. They said, no. We said to them something that if you deviate from the way Igbo land was built, based on truth, if you move away from it, God will punish us as a people. Do you know what is happening today? Peter Obi, after killing our men at Anambra, dumping them in Ezu River, after the Nigerian police headed by India Wasa came and killed us in Anambra State, kidnapping hasn't gone. Armed robbery hasn't gone, because Peter Obi doesn't know that the people committing armed robbery and kidnapping are people from the north, the same army, the same police that the ones using the same guns given to them to protect the people to go and steal and cheat. What has Peter Obi done today? so that our people will understand. Our people are there. I don't know why God wants to destroy us this way, very disgracefully. This man has spent another 250 million, has bought 250 vans to communities for vigilante. Vigilante. This is
he wants to protect himself.
This is a race that never had any standing police. We are a people, before the white man came, we had no police force. There was no vigilante. Go and ask anybody anywhere. There was no armed robbery. You can't go to bed at night and you're... In fact, in here, I told you, not fellow human beings. Now we have buffoons like this running around telling me that they're governors, and you have imbeciles, people who are retarded in their brains, telling you they support Obi. When I look at them, of course, I know that, as our brother told us yesterday, some of the women, when they, even after the war, they were caught and raped and impregnated by Hausa Fulani men, uncircumcised buffoons who gave birth to rubbish all over the place. Some of them traveled to America talking like idiots with hamburger in one hand and a gallon of soda in the other. They are demented. This man has gone and distributed 250 vans to villagers and to villages. With one van, then you fight crime. With one van, then you get a job. One van, you give electricity. Thank you for calling.
Very funny.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God.
This is Radio Biafra. If you are afraid of the truth, please don't listen to us. We tell you the truth the way it is. We'll suspend calls because Kayo happen to call. You started it. You said call. And you know, when our women make a call and say call, people are bound to call. But we have to go in, we are going to go around. One after the other, we'll get to our brother and he'll tell us who he is. One after the other, to tell us what you have made so far of what you have heard. Please, if I can start with you, DK. Go
ahead. My name again is Mike DK from Imo State.
Please, don't be offended. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from. It sounds like Canada. Let's see if they are. Are you there? The call on the phone?
This is Sammy from Denmark again.
From Denmark, yes, go ahead. Make it very brief.
Hello?
Please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Please, I just want to add something on this issue. There's people that want to join this, you know. I think it's very important that we are very careful with some people that are in the position we are now in the so called Nigeria. You know, one of the reasons why we lost the war, when those people are supposed to be our brothers in the minority, turned their back on us, it's because they thought that...
My brother, stay where you are, please. Okay. I crave your indulgence. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name is, and where you're calling from?
Hello, this is Nduka Ezechukwu. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Yes, Nduka, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank the very last person that discussed at length regarding what we're actually looking for in Biafra land. First of all, I want to thank him. He actually had a very beautiful way of expressing his desire, and that's beautiful. I love it. He was so good at speaking it out. I heard you say that today will be your last broadcast in Canada, is that right?
Yes, today is the last day we are leaving. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, yes.
Okay, you're leaving tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Is it tomorrow morning or Tuesday? Check well. Anyway, that's by the way.
Thank you very much. You need to check well. It's on Tuesday, is it? You people don't want me to go.
I'm speaking from grapevine, so you should understand. So you should check well.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you call to remind me to check very well, is it?
Yeah, to check well. So secondly, I am calling all Biafrans everywhere in the world, because the tempo is getting there, and people are making every effort, and the temperature is going higher and higher, which is very, very commendable and very, very it's a welcome development. But I want to talk to their friends in Canada, especially those in the western side of Canada, Vancouver, Calgary, Fort McMurray, and so many other great cities this side. We've not been hearing anything from them except only one person, Vincent, that called today, which has been a very great person working with Maureen. So I people should call in and people should understand that this is not for Nnamdi Kanu or his family. No, Biafra is bigger than anybody. Biafra is a big destination. Our future, our hope, and our aspiration. I was discussing with a young man yesterday regarding the way we've been disadvantaged in Nigeria, and because he was telling me he wants to go back from England to Nigeria to begin to prepare for politics, I said, what are you talking about? Do you really know what you're talking? Do you not understand what you're saying? That as long as you're still about 22 years, don't you know that your children unborn are already disadvantaged in Nigeria? If you don't understand, go and check the recent released report or results for the kids getting into federal college. He said, what did I mean? I said, yes, for you that came from Imo State, if your son or your daughter makes about 137, she failed. But somebody from Yobe State made 1 or 2 points, she or he passed. So you're already disadvantaged. The same thing with universities, the same thing with the number of roads built in Nigeria, the same thing with federal universities, the same thing with everything we're doing. That I even told you now, when MTN came to Nigeria, when Econet came to Nigeria, they concentrated in Lagos, in Kano, in Ibadan, and very little in Port Harcourt. Until they went into Onitsha, they went into Awka, they went into, after some years, 2 or 3 years, they went into Onitsha, Awka, and the hinterland of Igbo land. And the gain and the profit and the acceptance, I read from the newspaper in those days that the ovation, what they said, we never knew that the eastern Nigeria, which is the Biafran side, there's a lot of business. But they were kind of, they didn't understand. They were looking at the high-rise buildings in Lagos and thought that the business is only there. And somebody was telling them that it's because the kind of information, the kind of stories that have been told to you guys outside Nigeria regarding what is going on in Nigeria. And you stayed in Lagos, and you stayed in Port Harcourt, I mean, you stayed in Kano. But the Biafran side of Nigeria, or the Biafran side, the Igbo land, the Ijaw land, the Efik side, the Ibibio side, are actually the people who understand what business is all about. So the same thing that is going on, I'm calling all Biafrans to remember that nwaanyị ka nsụa n'Igbo, nwaanyị be di ya na-adịghị mma na-eri arịrị be di. Otu ọsọkwa, if you want to stay in California, if you want to stay in Toronto, if you want to stay in Russia, if you want to stay in England, nwaanyị be nna ya na-adịghị mma, nwaanyị be nna ya na-adịghị mma na-eri arịrị be di. We are here, but this is not the final place. So I'm encouraging every Biafran to call in, to suggest something, to listen to Radio Biafra, that we're going to get it by the grace of God. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are very grateful. There is the, of course, if you don't believe in Biafra, I'm sure that Maureen will even drive you away to start with. She's a very, very strong woman. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Joseph Eze. I just wanted to, I hope I can make a request to Nnamdi.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Where are you calling from, please, if I may ask?
I'm calling from Brampton, Ontario.
From Ontario. And where do you come from in Igbo land?
Bonyi State.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, you know, just want to thank you, first of all, for coming to talk to us here in Canada.
Thank you.
The request I want to make, I know this is a grassroots movement. I'm just wondering, because a lot of people are making assumptions that everyone understands what Biafra is.
Yes.
So I'm requesting, is it possible to dedicate a one-hour program to actually get somebody to speak about the history of Biafra? A lot of our young people, from 18 years down, don't understand what we're talking about. Is it possible to...
Yes, we can do that.
To schedule 1 hour and then advertise it widely. Use Facebook to, you know, massively invite people to who don't understand the history of Biafra too.
Okay, can you take it on as a project yourself to advertise it, and then when you think we are ready, when we're going to do this program? Can you advertise it yourself? Can you handle this very simple project? Can you take it upon yourself to make it as widely as possible? You then email or write to us and say, we are ready. You can schedule the program for us. You can do everything and say, we want you to broadcast for this 1 or 2 hour dedicated to the history of Biafra, and we shall do so. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure, it's possible. But I mean, it's not only, like, if even if I'm doing it within here in Canada, I want it really, because this question is in the minds of every youth around the world. They don't understand what Biafra is. Yeah, and even those who are even speaking now, some people are, like, jumping the guns. They don't also understand the history, especially people born after maybe
1970s. I'm here, and a number of us are here as well, who you will recognize, you know. And
yes,
what you are saying is true. There will be some kind of education to enlighten some persons who may not know what the whole concept of Biafra is. And so I think it would be appropriate, you know, in the organization, Igbo Union, that you and I, we belong to. So we can bring that up during the meeting so that we can maybe plan a speech. You know, whoever we think is knowledgeable enough, we invite the person.
Apart from that, I think that's a good point. We can handle it at that level. We have the experience to do that.
Right.
And we, you know, in future as well, I hope Nnamdi is also open.
Radio, yeah.
Yes.
If we need to, like, invite him sometimes to come and speak, and we'll have special programs related to Igbo. And the other question, I think he was speaking the other day, and he did make a point which I don't really understand. Maybe pardon me if I don't. He was saying there's a difference between Igbos and Biafrans, and I couldn't get it. Maybe
yes, that is.
Yeah, I couldn't really get it, and maybe others may not understand as well. I don't know if it's possible to maybe explain a little bit more.
Yes,
so that we can also understand.
Yes, to be born an Igbo person is a right. To be a Biafran is a privilege. Igbo is a biological process. In fact, your father has to be Igbo for you to be an Igbo person. And then you're born into Igbo. I don't know, for some of us that grew up in the village, before you become a man, in the Bible it's called Bar Mitzvah. You do something in Igbo, it's called Ewa Akwa. Some other people say it's Eba Epe. Is that? And can you Edayi Okonko? There comes a time when you are initiated into something higher, a higher level of consciousness. Biafra represents a higher level of consciousness because it opens your eyes to the whole world, to for you to be able to appreciate the Igbos in the diaspora, including both the Jews in Israel, those in Jamaica, those in Chicago, those in every part of the world that share the same heritage with you as a human being. So what makes you a Biafran is for once you attain this level of awareness and consciousness, you are aware of your surroundings, you are aware of what it means to be an Igbo person. An Igbo person doesn't know what it means to be an Igbo person. That is why we are in Nigeria. An Igbo person can be in Nigeria and be comfortable. A Biafran cannot be in Nigeria and be comfortable. That is the difference. If you go to Israel and answer an Igbo person and seek asylum, they deport you to Nigeria. If you say you're a Biafran, they will leave you alone. So there is a difference. So if the state of Israel can recognize this difference, how about us?
Oh, really? So the state of Israel that's what I'm saying. This knowledge we don't know. That's really why other people who have these similar questions. Maybe there's a lot we have to learn as well.
Exactly. When Radio Biafra went to Israel, they were complaining that they were deporting a lot of them back. And our dear brother, Emak, pointed me to the fact and said, the deportation started as soon as they changed the association's name from Biafra to Igbo. Because in the eyes of the Jewish authorities, Igbo is not at war with Nigeria, is it? Igbo is not fighting Nigeria. It's Biafra that is fighting Nigeria. So if an Igbo person, you go back there and live in Kaduna and start selling now until they kill you, until Boko Haram comes and kills you. But if you're a Biafran, everybody understands that. So for you to appreciate the need to be referred to as a Biafran means you've attained this high state of consciousness, which unfortunately doesn't come very cheap. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, has to enter into you. Of course, the bad one can go into you, want to spoil the name Biafra. But if you receive the proper spirit of Biafra inside you, Any day you say to yourself that from today I am a Biafran, you are more than a born again. You are renewed. That is the difference between the two.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really good. One more question. I hope I'm not taking anybody's time. I don't know. I've heard, from people that the Nigerian government was, blocking every effort to create a seaport in Onitsha.
Yes.
Is it really true?
Oh my God! It's not even Onitsha. There is a natural harbor in Port Harcourt. There is a natural harbor in Calabar. They said no to it. They stopped Abreba people from importing textile from Port Harcourt. They stopped us from making use of Port Harcourt seaport. Talk less of dredging Niger to come to Onitsha. Of course, they can't do it. Do you know the reason why? It is called economic strangulation. Our people don't understand. That is why if they control your importation from Lagos, you cannot build any factory back home. We can do an experiment. What I want people in Canada to do is that go and buy a factory or buy machinery in Canada and announce it that you're going to start one mass employment scheme back home by building a factory. You will not be able to clear that machinery in Lagos seaport. It's a very simple test. I want you to go and import machinery into Nigeria. They will tell you they won't go anywhere else apart from Lagos. That is number one. When it comes to Lagos, I challenge you to go and clear those things and go and build your factory back home. Because if they allow you to import from only one seaport, they control everything that happens where you come from. Do you know how much we give Lagos people? Who does importation in Nigeria? Igbo people now. Do you know how much you contribute to Lagos economy? So you want Obasanjo to allow you to go and take seaport to Calabar? Or to Port? Forget Onitsha. Onitsha is a long drawn out engineering work. Ordinary Calabar is there already. So is Port Harcourt. You clear your car in Lagos and you drive it for God knows how many thousand miles, paying customs. Let me tell you one thing so people understand. It is not only the Yorubas who want you to import from their area so you pay them money. Nigerian police wants you to come through Lagos. Customs wants you to come through Lagos. Do you know why? As you're driving your car and you're going to the village, you're bribing them as you're coming. And do you know who gets that money? The Inspector General of Police has a court in it. That is why you cannot prosecute any police officer for taking bribe on the checkpoint. So they're taking your money as you're coming. That is why they won't allow you to go to Port Harcourt. If you like, you can go and try. That was why it was easy for them to ban Oroko. Do you know what stockfish is, my brother? Stockfish. In those days. Stockfish, they banned it. Do you know how they made to ban Okreka? Second-hand clothing. Is by stopping you from importing from Port Harcourt. Very, very simple and very clean. Do you know why they banned all these things? Do you know where they sell Okreka now in Nigeria? Does anyone know here where they sell Okreka now in Nigeria? Is in Kano. Yes. Second-hand clothing market is in Kano. Is in Kano. Yes, from Aba to Kano. So that tells you what is happening. Our people are blind. They say whom the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad. Igbo people are blind. Now soku asoku. When you tell them, they say yes, I tell them to go to hell. Check it. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I didn't even know about the Jos incident. There's no seaport there in Kano. All their industries are functioning.
Mm.
They tell you, oh no, import from Lagos. To Lagos.
Most of the custom controllers are always from the north.
Look at one of our sisters, a reverend sister that imported something for motherless baby's home in Igbo land. We reported it here, forgotten about the lady's story. A sister with a nun with her regalia. A Hausa man was telling her to come and sleep with her before she would clear her goods. You heard about it. The next day they were denying it all over the place. People don't understand what we are. A sister with a nun. Yet if you look at the women, they kill you. A sister with the full blue and white, they said, come and sleep with me. This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I've called before. This is Andrew Bundema Abasali. So there's one thing you are talking something, and that is very, very interesting. You said about this dumping of Biafrans in Ezu River or something like that.
Yes.
Please, can you make a real story of that? Because I'm interested. I want to know. And also, what if this fight about Imo and Abia transport something? Imo state government banned Abia. Abia banned Imo. So, what is really going on? Is it the way we are going to, you know, to bring the Biafra to existence or something like that, where there is no unity?
There is unity. That is misinformation. Rochas Okorocha is a Hausa man imposed on the people of Imo. They were caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Ohakim, who was the secretary of the 419 Association in Lagos, that was parachuted in. They flew in the morning with a helicopter. Ojo Zokalo and co. to bribe INEC to install him as the governor of Imo State. Both Rochas Okorocha and Theodorji does not represent the interest of Igbo people. Neither do they represent the various states for which they have been elected into office. Around this table are Igbo men and a woman. On the line is another Igbo lady calling from all over the world. Are Igbo people? Have you heard somebody raise this very issue to say Imo and Abia are at loggerheads? It takes a fool to be able to say that Imo and Abia. How can we be at loggerheads? How is that possible? We are one people, one indivisible blood. How can we fight? Is that possible? Imo and Ali were like Ubuori. All these men are going to die, all of them, one after the other. There will be no reprieve, there will be no mercy. They should watch out and see what is going to happen to them. It happened to Gaddafi. Gaddafi thought he was unkillable. They dragged him from a hole like a rat and shot him, and he died. These men are a disgrace and a dishonor to our land, and they'll be punished severely for it. Please, Imo State and Abia cannot quarrel, has never quarreled, and it will never happen. What is happening is that Rochas Okorocha, a Hausa slave, wants to take the party of our people formed by Chief Chekwas Okorie, brought in Ojukwu as our leader. He formed ABGA. Chekwas Okorie registered and formed ABGA. It was financed by the late Chief Okadigbo. He paid for it. It was registered. He went and brought in Hausa people and is banning this one, bans Abatika. These are imbeciles. They are not Igbo people. So there is nothing between us. We are one. And as one, we are going to get Biafra together. There was something else you asked.
What about the dumping of some crops in Ezu River or something like that?
Crops were not dumped as the Ezu River. Our brothers were asphyxiated. They were denied oxygen supply to the brain. They used tarpaulin. Around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when it was very, very humid and very sunny, they brought them outside in the courtyard at SARS headquarters at Okozo, special anti-robbery squad, staffed by Hausa people, brought into Anambra State by P2B to come and kill our people. They killed over 100 of them. They did not want to shoot them because you see bullet wounds going in, so they suffocated them. There was no oxygen to the head, and they died. And they dumped their bodies at Ezu River, hoping that the river will carry the body down, away from Anambra State. Unfortunately for them, there were debris in the river that made sure that the corpses did not float away. That's how they were discovered. The Senate instituted a committee that came to Anambra State and took depositions. People gave testimonies to them. They called the Commissioner for Police for Anambra State, who on oath, this report is with the Senate of Nigeria right now as we speak, who swore on oath that Peter Obi asked him to bury the bodies. It was minuted, it was noted in their report. They buried our people in mass graves. And apparently it's not the only mass graves. We know where the mass graves are in Anambra State. We are going to excavate them once we are ready. These are murderers. They were killed by Peter Obi. He has bribed the Nigerian, he has bribed the church because of Radio Biafra. He has bribed the Nigerian army. He gave them 200 million. Now he's bribing villagers. Nothing can save him. He is a dead man walking. The dead man walking. Sorry, what do you want to say?
Abuja,
Everybody knows about Peter Obi's shopping mall in Abuja. Don't you know that he has a shopping mall in Abuja that he built with Anambra State's money? So you don't know he puts Anambra... Bill Gates gave him $1 million to invest in Anambra education. He put it in his bank, Fidelity Bank, to accrue interest for him. They ask him, they say, he's a very prudent governor. He's when, you know, the, you know when monkeys practice economics, he's, you get very lousy results. In a time when American government is doing what is called quantitative easing, by pumping money into the economy to stimulate it, we that is suffering from 95% unemployment, when they give us money that P2B should be using to, you know, in, build capital infrastructure, he will put it in Fidelity Bank, his own bank account, to be accruing interest. Then that is why workers are not being paid on time. And people are telling me that he is the action governor, is doing very well. That is why sometimes if you mention an Igbo person, I get crazy, because they don't follow me how much in her for me, unfortunately. But Biafran is always bright. Even the deceived ones, they are always very bright. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We continue this round the table. We are not going to take any more calls. We continue until we finish this. Please continue what you're saying.
Yes. Again, my name is Ike Dike. I was going to comment to the Peter Obi issue, but I think that has been thrashed out. The thing I want to touch on again is about this Edo issue. Briefly, I would just like us to accept whatever referendum. If they're going to have a referendum within their own and they agree on this issue, I think we should just let them in. Or we, or better still, we should do the referendum on our own to decide who we want to allow to come in.
No, that is not proper.
That again, you know, that's what I'm just saying. For those on the either side, whichever one we wait, whichever that would be better, we just go ahead with it. Then another issue again, it's this deal with Boko Haram. You know, the issue of Boko Haram saying they didn't sign to the deal, the leadership of Boko Haram, that they're going to go ahead with the killing. I hope those in the north, those Igbos in the north, are following this news, because I think those of them in the north should be more concerned than even anybody else that is not living in the north. So if they think it's about going about their business, making money and doing all that, listening to federal government, because federal government will put a position out there like everything is okay. They will act like everything is okay, like everything is under control. This issue of Boko Haram is not over. Even after the ceasefire, it's never going to end.
But do you support Boko Haram?
They want Sharia law, of course. Mm-hmm. Not just Sharia law. They want to create their own Northern Arewa Republic.
So every right-wing person should support them. Well, yeah. I support Boko Haram.
Of course.
Fighting
for. Of course. Yes. The point I'm trying to make is those of us, those Igbos living in there, they are caught in the crossfire. They are between the crossfire. So they have to be smart about this issue. This thing is not over until Boko Haram gets their Arewa Republic or whatever.
So what you're trying to say is that those our Igbos that are there should come back to their land and leave that place for them.
Exactly. If they don't want to come back, they should be smart in living. Because some of them have made up their mind that they are leaving the place. Some of them have made up their... It's like for me, they live in cops. I know many people I've talked to, they said they can't leave the place.
Why? Yeah, some have said they would prefer to die there than come back.
Rather die
there. So you leave them to die.
Our governors, the Eastern governors, if they can make other arrangements to accommodate these people when they repatriate back to East. So, they are scared because all their future is certainly invested. Do you know the amount of investment that our people have in all these places? Mm-hmm. If you count all the states in Nigeria, after the original people that mm-hmm. owns the place, the next people you see is Igbo people.
Is that a good thing?
It's not a good thing, but that's why Radio Biafra is here. We are trying to lecture people, educate mm-hmm. people. It's our because these people don't know.
Some of them know. I don't think it's not about they don't know. You, how many years do you need to know? You've had what, 70 to now, 43 years. That's more than enough for you to know what has happened in the past, what has been happening for the last 10 years, 2 years, and even what is going to happen in the future. So some of them are just stubborn. I believe it's about being very stubborn. Some of them believe they go to church. It's this church of the thing. They go to church and they think they are, you know, once they pray, God will protect them and all that. I think
that's true.
It's about religion. Some of them are, they're
fanatics.
It's not about they don't know. They believe they are invincible. Miraculously, God will come down and protect them against. It's a question of time. As long as they're there, and this quest for establishment of Arewa Republic, Islamic Republic of Arewa, by Boko Haram goes on. Over time, they will be caught in between. There was a man. I don't know if you guys read it. It was on the internet. I forgot the name. The man is from Anambra. He had 9 children in the north. 2007, before the Yar'Adua's election, was it Yar'Adua that came in 2007?
That's correct.
In 2007, 2 of his sons were killed. Then he said, "Oh, I'm going to plan and move." He didn't move again. 2011, Boko Haram came. Over 5 of his children at one time were killed. I'll bring up the issue tomorrow. I'll get the news and I'll bring. Were killed. Buhari did not win. They continued, you know, killing people. Then Youth Corps, one of his children was a member of Youth Corps, was killed again. Then the mother, the wife had to relocate. The mother had to relocate with one of the.
So the last one, remaining one.
Raise your voice when I speak so they can hear.
You know, the mother had to relocate with one of his children. The man remained there with his boy, the boy that is serving him in his shop. That was how they killed the man.
That's true. Yeah, I remember.
They killed the man, the boy,
mm-hmm.
and. So when you think about, yeah, is this, you want to tell me this type of person does not know?
And as they were killing him, other people were negotiating. Hannah said, "I shared about Peter. Then we shared the Peter."
Hey, God, so are you guys telling me?
Is it true? I'll get the full story. This is the kind of.
That's my shared about Peter. Shared
about Peter. This is our kind of people.
Na airline.
This is our kind of people.
And see, they are not using that as a lesson for them to move.
No, because God wants to destroy them. So it's something that happened with the people when Noah was building the ark. The same thing that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Our people have what I call a reverse intelligence. You know, our problem is that there is a difference between being clever and being intelligent. Being clever means that you want to outsmart people. You know, like Yoruba people, you want to outsmart everybody. You think you know it all when you know nothing. Being intelligent is being able to reason something through and look at the consequences of every action that you take. That is why in America, before they elect you as the president, there is something they call judgment. When they say, "Can I trust your judgment?" it means, can you see the feasibility of the situation and make a decision?
Valid judgment.
To make a decision. Yeah. Our people, because there is nobody leading us, Hanese is a bunch of, in fact, even Jonathan decided who is Hanese President General now. World Igbo Congress at Houston, they are engaged in high caliber political prostitution to the highest bidder. Any monkey, as long as you have money, you go into Houston, Texas, they accept you. As long as you have money. There is no morality. People can't go and say, "Oh, what is happening? I don't like it," and stand on that thing. It is who has money, who is traveling on a convoy. And when you go home and they keep drumming this thing into your head, if you're not very strong, you succumb to it. You then think that walking, strolling in the evening is a crime. Greeting people is a crime. And your mothers will be driving you away. I keep beginning on Lagos now. But you're surrounding half wagon. Most of these mothers don't know that their children have been killed in all these various places in the north. Some are drowning in disease. If you ask them, you tell somebody about Biafra, you ask the person, "But hang on a second, you claim you go to church. Is that true? You do what the Bible says you should do?" Yes. What did the Bible tell about state from about having your own nation? What does the Bible tell you? That it is only the God Almighty that can create a nation. Anything else is an empire and is bound to crumble. That is why, you know, our people are not. I don't know what's wrong with them. Every empire that has ever existed has come to an end. All of them, from the Assyrian Empire to the to Byzantine Empire, all of them came to an end. Any day you go outside the territory God intended for you, you will surely die. And that is why it pains me so much. Sometimes I ask God, why did you create me within a generation of cowards? People who are so cowardly. You see black and you say it's white. You see white and you say it's black. And you want God to bless you. I live in a place whereby, or I go home to a place whereby a principal of a school, Uganda school, and you have a budget to pay your teachers and to make the school better. You stole the money, build a few houses, a Gatoma man at church. And as church, whereas the kids can't go to school. Where they are studying, the roof is leaking. You send your own children. You send your kids abroad to go and study. And people come back and tell me, I'm proud to be an Igbo person. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
He's deep.
Give us your name. Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chidi. I'm calling from Canada.
Chidi from Canada. We're going to be careful anywhere. Your surname.
Odo,
where are you from?
I'm from Imo State.
We are in Imo State.
Okay,
go ahead.
Where can I come from? I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm American.
You are listening to your radio as well, because there's a time delay. This signal goes to London and then comes back to Canada. So there is a few seconds delay. So turn your system off and speak to us on the phone, if you may.
Okay. I like to hear you. Now, I don't want to talk about Biafra.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about Biafra.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm happy now that I'm in Canada. I am not here again, Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah. So, only to seek, one number. I'll follow you, my Agala, Richard, Gare, and Narego. I'm a Marioca, you know, to share Puno GK, Unerequa, Uno Quadro, Kaiwa, Biafra, Mama, and her garden.
Thank you.
On God, have none. I want you.
Ndewo, Imen and Kama. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra. They call on the on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they can't. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. That's our sister, Rita. And Ibuogo. She can't hear me, unfortunately. Rita Anibog, very from Lagos, exceptionally strong, very, very strong, a very strong lady. Biko Dede, you've not said anything since we started. I hope you still remember what you said.
Hotel and happen like your mother, my mother, the bandra of it. Mama, how on the Benin call? I didn't kind of want your Sabana sheep, but Mama, mother come care with that and I hear so. Yeah, we told him, you know, so, but can I lie in here and if we know I did toward it, but you'll be mcadding with now Biafra, you know, and then with the hand Biafra before Mama will be guide them. They won't.
Thank you very much. My brother, yes, your name, give Malite, one hit or one guy.
Umunem, the Biafra. I'm from Mumas Jerry, Chukwu Yokoro. Ebim, Toronto, Canada. So, Mo, now Quado, Ihaneme, E.G., where honor Dani, a John Bon and a John Madonapurai. I want to make it clear. Some people are saying that we lost the war. We only lost the battle, we have not lost the war. Unu get your number and analog. Unquande Biafra could aware that we will fight till the last man, till the last drop. And that is exactly what Radio Biafra is letting you to know. We are not giving up this fight. Oga wuranyi mehe, wurumu anyi mehe, wurumu anyi mehe. Na iti nyire haka hebili ni titi umu anuwehe, ni titi umu anumanu, ni titi blood suckers. Ila anya nobodo, egu naturu hapa wa Nigeria. Iga juu mwe gaju josi, oguru na ote jiri meshi okreka, meshi okuroko, oguru na ogu ndi ibo, nazo, nama, apogari ya nozo. The kind of tax that get being imposed,
they won't even let you do it.
They will not even. But in your moto na aga bunu, all Roman nama nde nama nacho na monde chiga nama mande nama hachiga chiga. How do we na pata baka nama? In aga nuzo, you will see how they will frustrate your movement. On a eche to get chiche, imara that ego mano eshi no bodega amiga. Hey, we thought this hard currency. Hey, Kenyan dollars and dollars. We have banking institutions, but where do you change your money? I wonder what's a jie. Hey, me how to put on the Yoruba now here. So below the change. Yesterday we were talking about the Lebanese. I remembered one time in Ghana, Lagos. I had a game about ego. No. Who this Lebanese man, even
I'll crave your indulgence to take this call before it cuts off again. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from. We are breaking with our conversation to take your call. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Yes, go ahead, we're hearing you.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto in Canada. Please, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Rita Anibogu.
Yes,
I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Go ahead, we're listening. Go ahead.
For over 2-3 days now, I've been trying to get across to you guys, but it has been very, very difficult.
Yes.
That is what we suffer here in the Democratic Republic of Nigeria.
Yes.
So, but thank God this night I'm able to get through. And I really want to congratulate and salute your efforts, especially the director, our brothers and sisters, especially those of them that will leave their houses for you people with their wives to take care of you. I pray that God of their friends will take care of them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This evening, one of our brothers here with you was trying to suggest that our governors would plan to rehabilitate or set up a place in Biafra land for those of them in the north to come back and feel at home.
Yes.
But I want to tell people that our present governors can sell our people for love of money and power. For instance, look at what is happening in Anambra State. Obi trying to bribe even the Nigeria police, trying to buy up the traditional rulers, and I mean, with Anambra money, denying people their daily bread. Those of you in the diaspora, you don't know what we are passing in Nigeria. If you people know what we are passing through here, I am sure that what is happening now is a child's play. Those of us here in Nigeria, we are groaning, we are dying every day. Are we just talking about people in the north? Even in the west, we are rejected everywhere. Our people are dying. You struggle to make money, but they will not allow you to enjoy it. You struggle and struggle and struggle to make money. You waste the money in trying to feed people that you are not supposed to be. We are in Lagos, we are not comfortable. Our people in the north are not comfortable. They will tax you, tax everything that you have until your money is gone. And our people, our governors are not helping us. Instead of them to help and develop our people.
Oh, have we lost her?
possibly. That is the zoo for you. That is what happens. Things communication cut without any warning. That is what we're experiencing. That is why we want to live there. If anybody asks you why we want to live the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, tell them that is the reason why. And why did we accept this whole Nigeria thing anyway in the first place? Please, my brother, you were saying something. Continue where you left off. The reason why we interrupt conversations to take calls is because this radio station belongs to each and everybody not present in the studio. If you're not in the studio, you have priority. If you're in the studio, you are a servant. You wait for them to say something. Even before you say it, we have other people still on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Freddy. I'm calling from Germany.
Freddy from Germany. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Please, there is some things I want to comment on.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you for the things I've heard before and the comments you've made. But the thing I want to comment on is you make the ground level for people to play in it.
Yes.
In Abuja, for instance, when I was in Nigeria, the building materials market was in Nyanya. It was not conducive. In order to make it comfortable for the people who were selling it, the government built an ultra-modern complex in Deide. It is the Igbos that sell these building materials. They moved to Deide. In the east, where we come from, that is the Biafran side, we have governors. Why don't they make the ground conducive for our people to come back? You help them water the ground. If we can build an ultra-modern market like the one the North did in Abuja, I think some people might think twice on staying outside Biafra land. Secondly, another thing I want to put hand into again is our people are being frustrated to import through the seaport in Port Harcourt. Yes, I know that. It has been for long. But since this thing has been going on like this, one of you said that most of the controller generals from the customs are Hausas. They are not Biafrans. Apart from somebody from the Biafran land contesting for the presidency of Nigeria, when these people who contest for the presidency come to our side to make campaigns, don't we tell them what we want from them? Who are the people that represent us? Can't you tell them, if the chief of army staff is going to come from the north, let the controller general come from the east? Or if the chief of naval staff is going to come from the west, let the chief of air staff come from the north. If, like, we have a controller general that comes from the east, he can be able to look into the needs of our people who are suffering by transporting their things all the way from Lagos, sometimes to New, or sometimes to Onitsha, and sometimes to the same Port Harcourt where they have a seaport. Another thing, again, I want to come into is, don't the Igbos have leaders who talk for them? Because from my own understanding, it looks as if we have one in 2 or 3 days, he gets bought over. We change again in 2 or 3 days, he gets bought over. I don't want to wash our dirty linen in public, because it is not only Biafrans that are listening to this. But I want to address you to address this issue of who actually leads us. What type of integrity does these people who leave us have?
Yes.
Can we trust this integrity?
Yes.
Can I be proud as a Biafran and come out and say, yes, this person can talk on my behalf? Thank you very much. That is the issues I want you to address.
Thank you very much. I'll start from the seaport issue. If they let me here, I will tell you.
Okay.
There was a fact I didn't put across before. The only person allowed to import from Calabar Seaport is Dangote. they opened Calabasas port for Dangote cement, Dangote salt, Dangote sugar. Dangote rice. Only.
Yeah.
Only. From where he is poisoning us from. That is where we die. Many people from where I come from are dying on a daily basis than people from his village. They are poisoning our food supply. But we'll come to that.
Now, why later. The monopoly?
You answer, I don't know. Monopoly is because we are in a zoo. You know, in a big zoo, the big monkey takes everything and the small monkeys will come and beg and they give to them. If you make noise too much, they will slap. If you go and watch a movie, go to Google and Google monkeys living together. That is Nigeria for you. That is what happens in Nigeria because we're in a zoo. On the issue of leadership, this is the mistake we have made time and time again. The reason why, before the white man came, we had Obakala, we had Ibek, we had Omobara, incidentally, we had the Oboro, the Ikwa, and the Olokan, is because if there is corruption in Ibek, it's restricted to Ibek alone. Even Jesus Christ copied it when they were setting up the new church. You did not hear about Roman Catholic Church or Anglican Church. You heard about the church in the Corinth or in Antioch or somewhere else. They never called it a name. So if the primate in Antioch is corrupt, that corruption is restricted to that particular church in that town alone. It doesn't spread everywhere. Not like now that the Pope commits a crime and everybody thinks the whole Catholic Church are criminals. Why I'm telling you this is because we departed from the ways of our ancestors. We don't govern by one person coming out and saying, I am the leader, follow me. No, 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 no. It may work for Yorubas and for Hausas, but not for us. Because we are the children of God. Even in the Bible, God said, I have been your king when they were clamoring for a king. And God said to them, I'll give you Saul, a handsome man. But he will deal with all of you. And he did. And that was the same mistake our people made going for leadership when God was their leader from time. That's where we're going back to. We have our council of elders who are answerable to God and to our people. They cannot compromise us. We call them the council of elders. We did not say one person. That means that you yourself talking now, if we see you as a credible person worthy of our loyalty, we take you regardless of your age and put you in the council of elders to direct our affairs based on your good character and your good conduct. That is why you will not hear us mention one person's name as the leader of our people, because our regard, our sovereignty as we stand right now rests with the council of elders of the indigenous people of Biafra, under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezel Zubu, retired. I don't know if I've answered your question.
Yes.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. The calls are coming in thick and fast. I don't know what we're going to do. We've overrun by nearly 34 minutes. We've not even gone around the table. The calls are coming. What do we...
Don't finish.
Ika,
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 Ika, Ika, Ika, Ika,
Ika, Ika, Ika, Ika, Ika, Ika,
No, because I feel guilty that we can, the calls are still coming. They're everywhere. There are calls everywhere coming.
If they want to hear from us, if they want to contribute,
people want to contribute. They want to speak. They want to speak. People want to contribute to the debate going on.
We are here for them.
Yes, let them make it brief, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please make it very brief because we are already overrunning. We are here in...
Yes, I will.
Yes, please, go ahead.
This is Vincent Okado in Calgary.
Yes, go ahead.
We made some efforts to sensitize the political leaders of Ndibo here in Calgary, and we got a rebuff. So I will appeal to the leadership there in Ontario, if there's a way you can liaise with those in Calgary to educate them so that they can come on board in this crucial struggle.
Okay, wait, let us take this and see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, my name is John Omeka. I'm calling from Nagoya, Japan.
You're calling from Japan?
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, what I want to ask is about, you know, these are some minorities, you know. If you go by what they say in the social network and all that, you know. I want to know if we can, because it's not good that, you know, we should allow ourselves. Our people say that, you know, Ogwada do working on Igbo now, you know. But during the last war, many of them betrayed us.
Now, if you look at what some of them, the language, and being that what Nigerians did by you know, divide and rule, you find out that they are now making, you know, they made us minority and even made them majority. And they are making a lot of money from the oil money. So how are we going to convince them, or are we going to leave them behind to achieve, you know, to fight for our, you know, to fight for our freedom?
Yes, tell me, you said what they are saying. Tell me the names of the people from the so-called minorities that you know are against Biafra.
Like, you know, somebody like Edwin Clark.
Okay.
Somebody like, there are so many of them, you know.
Okay, you've mentioned Edwin Clark. I will name one Igbo person that is against Biafra, Rocha Sokorocha. Name another person from the minority. If you name one from there, I'll give you one or two from where we come from. Has it stopped us from pursuing Biafra? No, it can never stop us. There are many more people from the so-called minorities who are more Biafran than I am, more fanatical about Biafra than I am. Are we going to abandon them because a few of them? Let me tell you one trick which the Yorubas are playing that people don't know. I discovered this trick nearly 14 years ago. The trick is this. The Yoruba media will not write anything that will make you have a sense of belonging as an Igbo person, as a Biafran. Radio Biafra can be on air from now till that kingdom come. Yoruba Punch cannot write about us. Nation newspaper cannot write about us. Because they don't want our people in Lagos to listen to what we are telling them. When Edwin Clark speaks, they write about it to say, oh, minorities are not part of Biafra. But when Uche Okoku speaks, they won't write about it. When our brother Eaton from Georgia that spoke, if you go and listen to the program yesterday, when he speaks and spoke on Radio Biafra, Efik and Ibibio languages, they will not write about it. They won't tell you about it. What they will tell you is that we are divided, we don't love each other, we are killing ourselves. Hey, if you get Biafra, won't you kill yourself?
My other question is this, yeah. You know, in public opinion, in that, in our world, among those our cousins, can we be able to get, you know, in an honest public opinion, can we be able to get, like, a majority among them that we support Biafra?
Let me tell you one thing now. There are many people supporting Biafra in Akwa Ibom than in Abia State. There are more Biafrans in Akwa Ibom than in Abia State. That is a fact. So don't let what Yoruba media, that is why we have Radio Biafra, don't let what Yoruba are reporting confuse our people. Don't listen to it. They are propagandists and they are liars. They want to divide us and they cannot divide us because we are one. When somebody says to you, you're not related to the Akwa Ibom people, ask them, where did we get our conquer from? Do you go and blow the culture of your enemies? You take the culture of your own blood, your own flesh, your own cousin, your own sister, your own brother. We got to conquer from them. In Arochukwu, came from them as well, as our brother said. And let us make this very clear. The people you have in Cross River State are actually Arochukwu people. For the avoidance of that.
In River State.
Cross River. They are from Arochukwu, Cross River. They're from Arochukwu.
There's somebody in Kagari.
Yes, we still have somebody from Kagari, do we? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We still have him.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the good work you guys are doing.
And God bless you too, my brother. God bless you. Thank you. We still have... is our brother still there from Kagari?
Yeah, I'm still on, yes.
God bless you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, as I was saying that when myself and Sister Maureen tried to reach out to the former group that is here in Calgary, we got a cold shoulder from them. So I'm appealing to the Igbo leadership in Ontario to reach out to their brothers in Calgary to give them some education so that they can come on board. East Coast here, we are treating us as though we are like homeless people coming for aid from them. So they needed to be educated. That is not our individual problem that it came about, that it is even about their own interest. And quickly, before I drop, because I know you are short of time, the chief of staff of the mayor of this city, Boni Igbo. I think there are colleagues in the university and all that, and he's highly influential. And we find the Iga Chotu's Aga is people to Kwanga and Ihana Cho. So that Mbaga Choka will put down on email, so we know Nigeria can happen in Kailala. Koga didn't say. Also, I can't go to you could have been now. God, your goals.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have leaders here who can speak to those in Calgary, isn't it?
The only thing that more about that is that that person Kuroku, right?
Yes.
What if he will get his contacts and email and stuff like that? So if anything, we'll be in touch with him so that from there we can take it.
Yeah. Is there anything anyway? I've always known that whoever the good Lord wants to destroy, he first makes mad. Thank you very much. My brother, because we're in Ankenke, so we can bring the program to an end. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying something important before you were interrupted. You have lost your train, I can imagine.
When the calls are coming and everything is so.
Think about it and I'll come back to you. Please, Uche, my brother, go ahead and give us your
panel. This is quite interesting. And thank you for.
You blame your wife for all the calls. It's her fault.
The job you are doing. We can stay here 2 days and I know calls will still be coming, but you need a break because you spoke eloquently like always. I feel like Igbos are proud of you everywhere. Biafrans,
not Igbos.
Biafrans
can be Igbos, but Igbos cannot be Biafrans unless you're initiated.
Okay, that's good. So, friends of Biafra all around the world and people that support Biafra and our listeners. We thank you for listening and we'll be coming for the next segment today by 7 p.m.
The next 2 hours and 16 minutes. 2 hours, so 16 minutes.
We'll sit back and do whatever you can. Take a break and then come back. We'll be back to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And my brother?
Oh, okay. Again, Namde, thank you for this thing that you've been doing. I would say that there is the momentum that is building up now in Canada. As you can see, people calling from Calgary and other places. I think that with time, though, it will now be inbuilt into the thinking and faculty of some. There are some organizations here, that are representing Igbos. So the more this thing goes along, it will, I think, build into the faculties. And then, because right now, as we speak, there might not be that many people who are that committed, but over time, that commitment, I'm sure it will come. But one other thing, though, that I need to point out is that there's need for unity. It's a lot of time is lacking within the Igbos, but it's a good thing that you have made a separation, in fact, a clear distinction between what the concept of Igbo is as opposed to what Biafra is. So that whoever is part of this, this whole Biafra movement has that higher consciousness, so that with that higher consciousness there will be that unity as different from what is lacking with the concept of Igbo.
That is correct. That is correct. Thank you very much. And madam,
first I have to shout out to my sister Chidera, who read the news headline today for us. I know I said we need more calls, and we did receive a lot.
Yes.
I'm so glad and pleased for all the magnitude calls that called in and the contribution we received today from this Radio Biafra. For me, I wouldn't even mind. I will not just go anywhere. We'll just continue doing it. Because you guys don't know what I'm learning from
you.
Because I'm, like I said before, I'm not
a history person, whatever you call it, historian or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not. But because this, our honorable director came to my house, and doing this is a very honored for me to be a part of it. Is even, I don't know, I can't even remember a word to explain how I feel, you know. And because of that, please, Biafrans,
call in again.
Definitely, you will call. You will call. And even if you don't know, or because I know there's a lot of news, contribution, there's a lot of things for you, you might not even remember all. But what I will tell you, please, I will comment on one thing, and one thing is this. Just use it as an example from Israel. If you are not a Biafran, they will deport you. We'll tell you that Biafra is here to stay. And if you are not yet convinced, I want you to think about that alone. Because if you want a refugee, let's take for instance in Canada, they're going to start it very soon if care is not taken. So it's better to start now to start answering a Biafran instead of an Igbo from Nigeria. For now, that's how, what I will say. And we will meet you guys here back at 7 p.m. Canadian time, that which is Eastern time. Yeah.
Biafran time is 12 midnight.
12 midnight in London.
And then London and Biafra time.
Thank you so much. And we hope to meet you guys here in less than 3 hours. Thank you so much.
Are there any questions you have? We have a working encyclopedia here now. We will take care of you.
I hope so. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, wonderful listeners, for joining us for today's actually we're not finished yet. We'll be back in the next 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the support.
Yeah, we're only refreshing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because
fellow Biafrans from Mazo Courage, again I'm thanking you guys for listening tonight. This has been very, very informative and educative. Now you know the difference between a Biafran and an Igbo Nigerian.
Yes.
You have a choice. You want to be a Biafran or become an Igbo Nigerian and remain in the zoo. The choice is yours.
Yes.
Meet us back again here in another 2 hours and 10 minutes. We'll be glad to be serving you. Thank you for listening, and see you back in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Thank you very
much. God bless Republic of Biafra.
Amen. And God bless you too. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Nde Biafra, unangutule. Yadi ronye madiri beya. Beka mne kukwe amhambu mazi jeri okoro. Onyine heli akagwara. Onye riwe ye nyatungwa nne ya.
Akwe.
Onye anguna, nibe ye funi. Ayina sindibo. Nibwa kwa gizioku, words are not enough to express our joy on the good work that Nnamdi Kanu is doing. Words can never be enough to see the inspiration, the motivation that is being pumped out now. And as we're receiving calls, we know that the spirit of the people are moving forward. You know, so if we begin to look at what we have suffered in the past, let it not discourage you. Let it instead motivate us. Let us not waste our time thinking about those that have been chosen in the place they call Nigeria to motivate our conscience. Ma Carlo, Ma Oji, Ma Owele, or whatever he calls himself, Ma Obi. I want to tell you that those people may be Igbos by mistake or by whatever means, but they are not Biafrans. Because all we have with Biafra, anybody that is serving the Igbos under the atmosphere of Nigerian government is not a Biafran. Because they are doing exactly what their masters are telling them to do. They are the vessels through which they are exploiting and sucking the blood of the people. So why this sensitization is going on is for you to know that Biafra will stand the test of time. We have seen the worst from Nigeria, but we survived it all. And we are surviving it. We are overcomers. Adalamba.
wake up from their slumber. Biafra has come to stay, and we crave your indulgence. We want your support. We want you to be proud and treasure your heritage. That is where we are coming from.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And from me here at the studios, I'm going to do something today which we normally do anyway. We're handing over to Uche Mefo, who is at the controls in London, to please summarize and bring this program to an end. Uche Mefo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead and thank you very much, not just for the work you've been doing, but for waiting very patiently on the line so far. Dear friends are here in Toronto. It's been a pleasure to be here to see our people. They are responsive, even self-critical. You've been hearing the word, they've been pushing one another, saying you must come out, that Radio Biafra is here, unlike what obtained in certain segments of the United States. So yeah, please, you must thank them, first of all, and then you bring our program to an end. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, without wasting time and without mincing words, I want to thank our brothers and sisters in Canada for the hospitality, unparalleled hospitality that they have given Radio Biafra, ably represented by Nnamdi Kanu. We ask God to continue to bless you, but please, it is not only because Radio Biafra is in Canada. We urge you to continue, let the fire keep burning, keep the flag flying, keep the ball rolling. Do not relent, because once again, Biafra is being put on the international stage. And like I've always said, Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. And that is why anybody that has no clean hands run away from Biafra. If you doubt me, mention Biafra to any Igbo man, any Biafra, anybody you think at all. If his hand is not clear, he will be running until he cleanses himself and comes back. So I urge you to remain steadfast. Do not waver. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. Biafra train is moving nonstop, and we're going to achieve Biafra. But with truth and honesty, not people who talk about Biafra just paying lip service, or those who have ulterior motive to use Biafra to enrich themselves. We say no to those people, because Biafra is holy. Biafra is a sanctified a name, a movement, an ideology, a way of life. Millions of people have died because of this name, and so we must not leave them. We must not disappoint them. Anybody that is running away from Biafra, any woman especially running away from Biafra, has something to hide. And the person is not real, but they're going to come back. But when they come back, they will come back in disgrace. They will be forced to, because the foundation upon which they are standing, which is Nigeria, is going to collapse. And when that foundation is not there, they will begin to look for where they will cling. And then Biafra will give them condition. But we don't pray that it gets to that stage. Now, there is something I want to also say. There are people, people who are living in different parts of the world who are being deported. I have heard the reports. I want to say that the reason why they are suffering what they are suffering is because they run away from Biafra. They don't believe in Biafra. The advantage of being a Biafra and defending Biafraship, or defending your Biafran citizenship, or Biafra nationality, is more than its disadvantage. If you say that you are a Nigerian, you are an Igbo man, they will deport you. But if you doubt me, just tell the authorities that you are a Biafran. They will leave you alone. So that is why Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is also holy. Anybody that embraces Biafra is going to be saved, is going to realize his full potential in that name, Biafra. Because not only that God has ordained Biafra, the spirit of our heroes and heroines that died during the war for this cause are also alive. They are crying, they want our support, and we cannot leave them. So anybody, any Igbo man, anybody that has cause to be associated with Biafra must come out in the open. Not just saying that he's a Biafra, he must also be seen to be working for Biafra. It's not just saying I'm a Biafra, it doesn't end there. You have to work, you have to be seen to be working for Biafra, and you have to be seen to be defending your Biafran nationality, Biafran citizenship. That is the only thing I want to say. Then people are, Igbo people in Lagos or different parts of Nigeria who are being victimized, it is because they are running away from Biafra. The day they accept their Biafran citizenship or Biafran nationality, that is the day their molestation, their discrimination will end. It is just as simple as that. Biafra is not just an expression, it is a way of life, it is a movement. It is also an ordained institution, an ordained entity, phenomenal, that is more than any other person. So I enjoin everybody to embrace Biafra. I'm not just saying you're a Biafra, but you have to do something, you have to do some work for Biafra. You have to be, you have to wear Biafra as a cloth. Biafra is justice, it is freedom, it is anything about truthfulness. And then coming to the unity our brother mentioned about, this unity for me is relative because armed robbers can unite and be successful. Yes, there are also people who say that they are Biafrans, but they also have ulterior motive. You have to unite around something. And what we are talking about in terms of unity of Biafra is uniting around truth and honesty. That is just the movement. But there are some people who have come out. There are, in every movement, there are false prophets. There are people who have come out, people who have been sponsored by the Nigerian government to come and destabilize the Biafran family. They come out, they tell people all they want to hear, but they have ulterior motive. They are there to enrich themselves. That is not what we are talking about. What we are talking about is to have that consciousness, the consciousness of selfless service, community service. That is what we are talking about. The consciousness of serving your people, serving Biafra, not to serve yourself, not to enrich your pocket or enrich your family. So that is just it. It is either we are in or we are out. That is Biafra. The time has come once again for us to put Biafra on the international stage. Whether the international community wants it or not, the ball lies in our court, the Biafrans. It is us, the Biafran, that we get ourselves our freedom, not the international community. That theirs is secondary. So we must re-educate ourselves. We must change our attitude. Our attitude must change from being Igbo Nigerians, from being Igbo anything, or from being any kind of Biafran to true Biafran in truth and honesty. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. That was Uche Mefo, and God bless you. He's doing a very fantastic job, not just for Radio Biafra, but for the entire Biafran family, the one and only recognized Biafran by the British government. They know him as a Biafran, not as a Nigerian citizen. Only Uche Mefo has that privilege, the first man to be able to do so. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. This is Radio Biafra once again. We thank you all for being with us. Join us again in 2 hours. Thank you.
Even was in a chair, the mama.